Are you unable to think for yourself? Will you believe anything as long as lots of other people believe it too? Do you enjoy reading the same stuff over and over and over for the rest of your life? Then you need religion. Take your pick, they're all pretty much the same, and in no time you'll get to enjoy all sorts of fun activities, like sitting on your knees and talking to your ceiling, singing songs, dressing up in funny clothes, or starting a bloody centuries-long war with another religion. You'll make lots of new friends, lose all sense of self-determination, and join a throng of literally billions of people just like you. But wait, there's more! Buy into religion today and we'll include a free one-time offer of our book, Believing in Stuff and Zany Rituals That Make No Sense and Are a Complete Waste of Time, absolutely free. And the great thing about religion is once you get it, you can feel the need to tell everyone you know who doesn't have it how miserable and useless they are and how much less useless and miserable they could be if only they were as smart as you and believed in stuff. So don't delay, get religion for your brain today. Side effects include suicide bombings, unnecessary war, senseless punishment, really annoyingly brainwashed children, getting offended when people make fun of religion, and the occasional sudden realization that everything you've been led to believe is a giant, massive lie perpetrated only to keep idiots like you fearful of imaginary gods and under control.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole! Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you so much for listening to episode number 170 of the Jam Hole Comedy Podcast. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you, man?
Fantastic. I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode number 170. Another beautiful, shitty fucking day in this piece of fuck town, delivering water to scumbag assholes with little twin black chihuahuas.
Whoa.
And I swear to God, if you were following the jamhole.com/Twitter, that motherfucker was like, oh, it's okay, bro, they're my attack chihuahuas. That's funny, bro, right? And then he went back to his computer playing WoW and his little toothless fuck wife and their broken fucking cooler. And I swear to fuck, anyone ever calls me bro that I fucking deliver to again, I'm gonna punch them in the face. I'm gonna jizz all over their little black fucking chihuahuas, and they're gonna look like two little miniature black fucking zebras running around fucking dripping.
That's disgusting.
So like the live video screen says, if you are listening live, jamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. We have a bunch of great voicemails to play for you tonight. Sad thing is, we'll probably only get to about one of them.
See,
isn't that a shame?
It sucks that we have to play them at the end of the show.
I know.
Because we've always run out of time by then.
If only the guys over at Jam Hole Corporate would just let us play them at the beginning of the
show.
I
know, right?
We could play all of them. But man, corporate is chewing my ass.
I know. Fucking men in the suits.
I know.
Keeping us down.
If we don't get our numbers up by the end of the quarter, we might not have a show, guys. So I want you all to go to jamhole.com/donate, help us get our numbers up so we can go to New York and not have to fucking... I don't care right now.
Oh my God.
Mom, you're probably not ever getting paid back for these plane tickets. There, I said it. That's been bugging me. And we're probably not going to stay at a hotel of any sort.
Right.
So, I said it.
Well, at least we'll save some money.
Hey, at least we're honest. So if you want to do something free for the show, thejamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on that piece of shit fucking
site.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet. Your mom just got us all $350 birthday presents. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Holy Christ. So, what an amazing fucking weekend. Am I right or am I right? Or am I right?
You're not right.
Or am I right?
Okay.
How much fun is it moving fucking What did those ovens weigh? Fucking pizza ovens.
They had to weigh at least like 700 pounds.
Each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's two of them on top of each other. Yeah.
Of course.
And then that's without the bricks inside of them. Which weigh like 100 pounds.
Which we had to take out, and they're all fucking ceramic and shit. And of course, they're still hot. Well, here. Let's start at the beginning. So Saturday before work, when we moved all this shit, and if you were following thejamhole.com/Twitter, you saw pictures of the fucking roof I fell through. That was pretty amazing. I got bruises and cuts and fucking bumps and scrapes all over me. Dislocated elbows. You know how hard it is to jerk off with a dislocated elbow?
No, because you just use the other fucking hand.
Yeah, when they're both dislocated.
They're not both dislocated. That one's fine. You shut
it's
up.
It's bruised and the it other hurts. It hurts.
Well, you have a girlfriend. You should have
seen it hurts my heart.
You should have seen him when I woke up the next morning to go to work because I hadn't seen him. He woke up and just like rolled over. And mind you, he sleeps naked, so you see everything right.
All cut up and shit looking
yeah,
like
he rolls over and he just pulls the blanket back and goes, "Look, I hurt. I fell. I got boo-boos everywhere."
Looking like emo fucking cutter hell.
All because of Christopher.
Yeah, go that way. That's where, okay, I'll talk
you
about
can,
that.
No, don't
Hold
worry.
On.
It was cute, though.
I just, real quick, before we talk about that, which we fucking will, I just wanted to mention, if you guys did notice on the feed, there was episode number 169.5, and usually when we do those 0.5 episodes, that's something we record usually. It's an episode. This time it was an interview, and they're done on like Saturdays, Sundays, Tuesdays, or Thursdays, whenever we don't have the Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows, as the Jam Hole tends to be. So basically, Johnny from Tucson, he does the podcast, Johnny on the Spot at johntuller.com. He sent me an email and wanted to interview me, and I was like, holy shit, out of all the podcasts to interview, he picked me. I was so flattered.
Well, he
Until
also...
later that day, I was listening to Keith and the Girl, and they're like, let's read an email. This is from Johnny from Tucson. And it was the same fucking email. I was like, fuck you, Johnny. Like, I felt all cool and special. Like, he was picking just me to interview because I'm this amazing fucking podcaster. And then I come to find out he sent it to everybody, and I just happened to be the only one that didn't call him a fucking douche for sending
or
it to him.
Or ignored him.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck me for that. But it was cool. And basically, I thought it was just going to be like a quick fucking 10-minute interview, and we ended up just kind of bullshitting for like 45 minutes. And I had recorded it because, like, at the beginning, he was saying all of his software usually crashes right when he's done recording something. Like, he hits stop, and it's like, sorry for the inconvenience. We will now take a dump all over whatever you were just doing.
Like then, when you try and edit video?
Yeah, it's just like that until I learned that you have to actually save it, close the program, open it, hit publish video, and task on it because it's going to crash again.
Right.
And then it'll save it.
It's,
so
there
fuck
you go.
Me. Right. So, yeah, it was a 45-minute thing, just what, I don't know, we just kind of talked back and forth about podcasting and the state of fucking podcasts and hip-hop and how it's dead. No, wait, that was podcasting.
Right.
And, yeah, just shit like that. So if you guys were bored, there was a little something there to listen to. And at the very end of it, I put a kind of a final copy of one of the tracks I'm working on for the emo poetry album called Judgment Twilight. So, yeah, hope you all enjoyed that. That's one of my favorite tracks.
That
I just
is
love
my
it
favorite one because
it's
have.
So just fucking fast, and it's like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's way better now that you have the extended part on it, too.
Yeah, well, I never had that written, so yeah. I wrote the rest of that shit, and I tried to make it all fit together, and it came out really well.
It does sound, at least since I know, because I've heard the original
Well,
forever,
you've heard,
though,
like, all five versions of it, so you know where all the fuck-ups are and shit.
Well, it's
You're
just
like, wow, he fixed that. That's cool.
No, the part where you added...
Oh,
so
yeah.
It almost sounds like a different song.
Well, yeah, because it used to just stop after that. Right. And then now there's like this whole other like minute and a half to it, which I really like because it kind of switches
that
up the flow
cool.
and shit. It's so I'm pretty proud of it. So if you guys haven't listened to that, we put that up on the feed, and I'll throw the finished track up on thejamhole.com/forums, and I'll take down the older version. So, yeah, those are all there. So then we did that Saturday, and then I fucking went to work. And I get there, and I see the fucking big old U-Haul in front, and I'm like, oh, fuck me. That was today. Fantastic. And
for you, you only had to do it one day.
fuck you.
I had to do it 3 days in a row.
Yeah, that's true. But we, that one day.
That was the heaviest
we
shit,
we did
though.
All the heavy shit. Yeah, that was so the heaviest shit. And then I had to go back to work and lift fucking water jugs all day. Yeah. What did you do? Oh, slept? How was that?
I actually almost had to go to work, but I didn't wake up when David called me.
Exactly. So that's fantastic. And, okay, so I expected them to be like, okay, we're going to close at like 7 or 8 o'clock so we can start moving shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck no. They're like, we're going to stay open till 10. We're going to move shit while you're taking deliveries. So we're cooking on shit and shit's getting packed up.
Food. Yeah, I'm
they're
cooking like, on that. Fuck.
Cooking on this. Food's getting taken out. But then they're like, well, leave us one of this and one of that. And I'm running deliveries and I get back and I brought my laptop because I thought it was going to be another boring, chill Saturday night. So I'm like, cool. I can catch up on fucking chilling out on the, I just fucking looked at what Josh typed. Hey. It's because it's funny. Fuck you, Josh. Don't distract me. I can't even look at this
What
now.
An asshole, he
I
says.
Know. What a fucking asshole. John B. from Charlotte says, are you guys smoking crack? Inquiring minds want to know. Actually, this is Montana. It's meth, not crack.
Right.
Eurotoy says they have a bad case of the Mondays. You can go fuck yourself. Sup, bro? And John B. says, your show sucks, not even funny. Eat a dick. Great. So, yeah, we're like moving all this fucking shit. After, so I had no time to just sit and chill. It was like run deliveries in the beat down fucking Honda because my car's fixed and shit. I got it back.
You just pretend but, like it doesn't.
Well, no, they're like, bring the truck in case we need to use it to move. Oh, and you can drive the Accord for deliveries. And I'm like, fine. And we ended up just not even using it at all. So
that's fine. It's better that you drive their car instead of yours anyway.
Can go fuck yourself. Great. Okay. So, yeah. So we did that, and then we finally get everything done, and now we're moving all the big shit. The ovens, the fryer,
oh, and
the fucking...
Christopher said it's about 2,300 pounds worth of ovens.
Each?
All together.
Oh, between two
between
of them.
All
so
that.
Like 1,000 pounds
bricks,
each?
And the probably.
Right. So that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the dude in the back, and he's undoing the plumbing for where the sink is and the dish tank. And all of a sudden, water starts spraying out everywhere. And apparently, he broke one of the pipes in there. So Chris is like, holy shit, someone's got to go up into the ceiling and turn off the fucking gate.
That was
that
when...
That controls the water.
Oh, I think I was at the other store unloading shit
when
that happened.
You weren't there. So... no one else can climb up there except for me, because Chris is a big kid, and
right, it don't matter
else...
how thick those ceilings are, he's definitely gonna fall
through. Exactly, so I fucking, he boosts me up there, he pretty much, because the shit's flooding at this point, there's no drain back there, no nothing. He's a big kid, he just takes my foot and like throws me up there. Yeah, I'm like, holy shit,
oh my God.
And I'm on there, and everything's cool, and it's like wood and shit, and then it's all covered in dust. So I'm like, where is it? I can't see shit. It's fucking totally dark. And he's like, it's that way. Go that way. And towards the hot water heater. And I see the hot water heater. I'm like, cool. And I start crawling. And all of a sudden, I fall right through the fucking false ceiling. Because I didn't see that it was a false ceiling. Because it was all the same color with dust. And it was dark. And I fell. It was so stupid. I fell right through it. And I caught myself, and I really wish I would have had a picture of my face right when that happened. Cause
David said it was amazing.
Yeah,
so.
David saw it, and he said, holy shit, dude, it was priceless.
But it looked like you shit yourself.
I might have. I just was so dirty and sweaty, I didn't notice it.
Right.
So I caught myself like a cat. Like, I started to fall, and I just fucking did that, and I, like, crawled back up somehow, and my shit was all just bleeding and fucked up. And water's still, like, this whole time is just coming out.
Right.
So now there's,
so,
like, a good inch or two of water all over the fucking floor. And I finally fucking found the thing and shut it off. And then, you know, we're all banged up at this point moving shit. So now we have to move the ovens into the U-Haul.
And then that fucking fridge.
And if you know this family like we do, they are, like, at each other's throats all the fucking time almost. So... Mm-hmm. When they're moving shit and stuff isn't going the way it should be,
it never does.
Right, but and it was so much more awesome because at this point they didn't care about this building because the landlord totally fucked them over.
Oh,
so,
we fucking ripped the counter out of the fucking ground.
Oh my
the
God, dude,
fucked. Ripped the sink out of the wall. Ripped the top of the counter.
The
off.
Fucking the fridges and shit. We're like, should we be careful of the tile? They're like, nah, fuck it. Just
scratch it.
Scraping it.
And we're like, oh, this water actually makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, dude, the water on the the floor ended up helping us. It was fucking beautiful. So in the U-Haul with all this shit, up to the other building, unload all the shit, back down.
That about 10 times.
Yeah, dude, with all, it was amazing. So now, the great thing about it is usually the family is split up between the two restaurants.
Right.
So they don't see each other all the time. Holy shit, dude, we went in there today.
It was a mess.
She texted me and she's like, stay out of Chris's way because he is fucking pissed, screaming. I go in there, he's yelling at his wife, fuck you, get the fuck out of here, you're worthless. Fuck this, fuck that, and I'm
message you beforehand. I was like, look, they're pissed off at each other. Yeah. I'd be careful when you walk in.
Just fucking stay out of his way.
Yeah, just stay out of their way. Yep.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
But so now the whole, there's no, like, I'm over here and you're over there. We're all in one building now.
Yeah, in the same kitchen.
Oh my God, dude. Do you realize how amazing this is going to be for everybody involved besides those that are related to them.
For the those of us that work there and aren't family.
For me and you.
Yeah, pretty
it's going to be fucking awesome. So, yeah, we got it pretty much all done, and we're all up in the new building now, and it's cool. And we got a domain, annasnewyork.com, so we're going to set up some menus and shit like that, which doesn't mean anything for anyone listening live that's not in Kalispell. But if you are, it'll be cool. You can see all the kind of food we have. And then Sunday was just totally, we fucking chilled. We couldn't go to the abortion protester thing because it was raining again, and David had to fucking work doing all the fucking moving and
shit.
Yeah,
we were there all day Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to try and do that this week sometime because I really want to finish this video because I keep watching the interview, and it's so creepy, dude.
I haven't
seen
that.
Really? I'll show you sometime. It's so fucking creepy, especially at the end when they're like, can we pray for you? And I'm like, yes, you absolutely can. And, it was so creepy. I feel the dude's arm on my shoulder, and I'm like looking at Danny like, oh my God, dude, this is so great.
I think I just stared at the camera the whole time. I was scared.
Yeah, she had the oh shit look on.
Oh shit,
for
oh
sure.
Shit, oh shit, oh shit.
It was great.
Oh God.
So then, yeah, we pretty much just chilled out, and we watched a couple movies. Do you know Tom Green is still kind of doing stuff, like movie?
Well, he's always been, he hasn't really been around for a long time, but he's always on the back burner doing something.
On the internet and shit. I didn't know he was making, like, actual movies. So, and I was totally surprised, but it was actually a pretty entertaining movie. And Chris from the pizza place says, for the right price, we will deliver anywhere. And seeing as how I'm the one that drives it, it better be the damn right fucking price, so... yeah, he made a movie called Freezer, The Invasion of Laxdale. Have you seen that or anything?
No, never heard of it.
Really? It's like, it's a horror movie, kind of spoofy
was
comedy.
That on I Love Torrance?
Yeah.
Really?
Totally
How
was.
How the fuck
a
did
long
I miss that?
Time ago.
Oh, a long time ago.
Probably because it got like 3 downloads and no comments. Nobody even was like, thanks, like you're supposed to do.
Asshole.
I don't know, but it was... Like, the whole thing was the crop circles are aliens' ways of heating up the Earth because where they live, it's really hot and they need it hot. And so they're putting these crop circles in, and then they come down and they're going to basically enslave the human race and turn Earth into, like, a resort, a vacation resort. And so, you know, they need the people alive so we can wait on them and be the staff for the planet.
The resort town.
Right. So, Tom Green plays this fucking washed-up hockey player. He took a puck to the head or something, and he's been all fucked up since. But he doesn't do, like, totally stupid shit. Like, it's a real movie. He's a real actor, but he really plays a guy that got whacked in the head with a hockey puck from this small town
so
in the middle of America.
Is he kind
of
a little retarded?
It's perfect. Yes, so retarded and totally perfect. Just the looks on his face is like that blank stare he does. Perfect for this role, dude. They finally, like, somebody was like, we need Tom Green to do a movie. Let's write a part for him in this movie. And then they made it the main character.
Who the fuck would write a part for Tom Green?
Whoever directed Freezer, The Invasion of Laxdale.
It was pretty good, but I kind of passed out towards the end. But
yeah, it's because I had to pause it and go to Rosar's and get chocolate chip muffins.
Mm. Yeah, he had this stupid fetish for muffins at whatever time at night, and...
It was
drove all
night.
The way the fuck back into town to get muffins.
That happens to me with ice cream all the time. I'm just like, I need some ice cream.
And I'm not even smoking weed anymore. Like, I haven't smoked weed in like a fucking week and a half, except for Sunday. But it wasn't my weed. I haven't bought weed for like a week and a half.
Yeah, that's all it meant.
So basically, yeah, all these aliens come in and he... he doesn't like it because the aliens come under the guise of GasCon or something. They're going to put an oil refinery there, which is their fucking veil for the show house that all the other aliens are going to come down once the Earth is heated up properly. They'll look at it. They'll be like, this is what our resort looks like. These are the slaves.
Okay, wait. How did they explain why crop circles would heat up the planet?
That was just their way of doing it. They put the crop circles down, and then there's electric poles, and they had this machine that they'd hit the thing. The electric poles would wire up, and it would just heat it up.
When was this made?
Tom Green. Do I need to explain anything more?
When was it made? Is it older?
06, 07?
Really?
Maybe 08? I don't fucking know. Imbidaba it. So anyway, he does that and he goes to the fucking ice rink because they figure out that the aliens don't like cold. So then they go in, like, all the gas stations, then they buy, like, drumsticks and fucking slushies, and they put them in super soakers nice. And, like, ice grenades and shit. And it's like a cheesy fucking action flick where they take the fucking drumstick, you know what I'm talking about, the ice cream cones?
Yeah.
And they're, like, throwing it at aliens. It, like, sticks in their neck, and they all freeze up and die. And
have you seen...
They take the super soakers and douche him out, and it's great.
Have you seen that movie, Evil Alien Conquerors?
No.
Oh,
is that a porn?
It kind of reminds me of that movie, though.
Yes. Is that what it was kind of like?
Yeah, it was just about aliens. And it was a stupid, just comedy type
thing. Nice. That's what this was. But it was actually entertaining for being a Tom Green thing. Like, he hasn't done shit. I used to like his show way back when.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's because no one did anything like that. But then it got old really quick.
Well, yeah, and it's just, the movie, same jokes.
Freddy Got Fingered was just like all that shit. And then, so this, it was cool to see him in something totally different,
right,
but still kind of like that's totally him. Like, it was kind of cool. So, I don't know, I'll probably just ruin it for you. But at the end, it's the cheesy, like, he's afraid of hockey and all that, but he only has one ice cream thing left, and it just happens to be shaped like a puck. And there's a crowd of people. No, cancel. And the kid just happens to have a hockey stick, and he's like, I forget the guy's name. What was his name? Oh, Bill Swanson.
Yeah, Bill Swanson.
And he looks up, and the kid throws in the stick, and it's all slow-mo, and he grabs it, and he's like, and he fucking takes the last slap shot and right in the alien's face, and he dies.
Nice.
And then they all have sex and fantastic. Oh, and the cool thing, like, the aliens, they get, when they get sexually aroused, it's not in their dicks, it's in their nose.
What?
And, like, yeah, there's this one
they
part.
They, like, rub their nose and shit.
Where, yeah, this hot chick distracts them by flashing them, and they, like, their noses start growing, but just a little bit and kind of weird bumpy, and they walk around going like this and shit. It's so fucking funny. But, yeah, so we watched that, and then we watched Waiting 2.
Oh.
Did you know there was a Waiting 2?
Yeah, I watched
it. The only reason I downloaded it was because she works in a restaurant like that, so I knew she would enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun for me.
And Dane Cook was not in it.
Right.
So that was, and I like that Luis Guzman or whatever the fuck his name, that big Mexican dude.
I don't know what his name is, yeah.
The big fat one. Cool. Yeah, he's amusing.
And there were some other guys from the first one, too.
Right, but it was, for what it was, you know, I didn't expect anything at all.
I didn't like it that
much. It was more for her, and then, so.
It was great, because when I got to hear their kitchen lingo, I was like, holy shit, we do the same crap. And it's just funny for me.
Yeah, throwing the tongs in the fucking oven until they're red hot, and then setting them in the thing and watching the guy grab them. And,
we've put spatulas in 450-degree stuff and burnt people with that, so it's pretty funny to me. I don't know.
That's amazing. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to try that. I'm like, dude, you will get fucking fired. Where you work is not a movie. You will get fired for doing that.
No, we've already given people good burns before. And
what happened?
Nothing happened.
Didn't they quit?
No.
What was that kid you were talking about that fucking was like, fuck this place, I'm out?
Oh, he had an anger issue.
Oh, okay.
That was a dude I pointed out on the street. I was like, hey, it's Mr. Fucking Anger.
Oh, yeah.
What about the ones you made cry? What about all him?
He had...
I'm fine.
I asked him if he needed...
What?
He was a girly boy anyway.
Gotcha. A movie I watched last night was Idle Hands. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
I love that
movie. Older movie.
10 years
with
ago.
Seth Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's forever.
I haven't seen it in like 10 years. That's
really?
Why I watched it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That was amusing when it first came out.
I watched it and it was still amusing.
Yeah?
I liked it, yeah.
That's cool. So, are you okay? What do you have to do Monday? We need to talk about this because she's trying to back out of it. So what happened? Your tummy, not so good shape, remember, everyone? She told you guys
right,
the story.
Right, she's dying.
She's dying.
She forgot to tell you about that
right.
part. She just accidentally left that out.
What are you doing?
Moving my fucking couch. Okay, so the floor is yours, please.
I don't really...
Okay, so Monday she has to go and get a camera up her asshole. It's called a colonoscopy.
Wait, when?
So done.
Okay, no, thanks. Talk about this. So, I'm going to try and ask the doctor if we can hook it up to, like, a web stream so we
right.
can all
can
sit
we
and
stream
watch
it
her
on...
colonoscopy.
Yeah, like, can we stream it on live video?
Okay, so, she goes to the doctor this morning because it's time for the checkup, and shit's mm-hmm. been fucking hurting her again. So, I'm like, you know, go make this appointment, because she was like, oh, I'm just not going to go. I'm like, go make the appointment. And she makes the appointment, and I get a text message, and she's like, I'm in town. Let's go have breakfast, because I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, you know, meet me at Sykes, and if you have nothing else to do, you can come ride around on my route with me or whatever. So we go to Sykes, and she's like, the doctor wants me to have a full colonoscopy on Monday. And I'm like, huh, colonoscopy. And then I start thinking, it's a camera, webcam streaming. So then I do kind of an asshole thing, and I go,
that's
kind of
what
cool.
you do.
Whoa, guys.
Not fucking cool.
And what'd you say?
I said, that's kind of what you do.
Okay. That's the last time for tonight.
What right. he did was not
so check this out.
Cool.
So I got the new Google YouTube app on my phone, because it's a Windows Media or Windows Mobile 6 phone.
Yeah.
And you just, before that, there was no YouTube things, except for the one I downloaded. So this one works really good. So I'm like, YouTube, colonoscopy, fucking search. And it finds one. I'm like, is this what they're going to do to you? And I play it, and I'm like, check this out. And she sees it, and she's like, fuck, dude, no fucking way.
You shouldn't have done that.
I know, and I felt bad because I put myself in her situation. I'm like, if some doctor wanted to shove a camera all the way up my ass into my fucking throat, I'd be like, nah, dude, I'm good.
So I say we should schedule him one also, and we'll get it done the same fucking day.
And I said, let's fucking do it.
Do
bring
it
on, bitch.
So
bring
let's
it
do
on.
It. I'll go to my doctor.
I'll do it with the Logitech Quick Cam. I don't give a fuck.
We'll make believe you have the same symptoms as me.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a long USB extension cord.
I know. We just wrapped that thing around a fucking telescoping antenna. It's good to go. You really are thinking about not wanting to do this, right?
But yeah. Isn't
because,
that kind of...
hold on, because you feel fine now.
Yeah.
So what happens? What happens when we're in New York and it starts to hit you again because you didn't go get it totally fixed?
I'll get drugs. I'll go to a street pharmacist and be happy again.
And that's gonna fix the fucking holes in your intestine.
It'll not make me not feel it for the moment.
And that's fine. You're cool with just shitting out blood for the rest of your life.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that's fine then.
And
so
even though maybe
we'll be taking applications for a new girlfriend once this one dies. You guys can email info@thejamhole.com with your resumes, stats, pictures, all that good stuff. I'm serious. You really need to get this fixed before it gets worse.
Because
you cannot ignore that kind of shit. And what was the disease he said it might be?
Crohn's disease.
And what is that?
It's where you're fucked up.
It's an ulceratory inflammatory intestinal thing. It's fucked up shit, dude.
Yeah.
And if you let that go and they don't treat it, your fucking stomach is gonna eat itself. And then you're gonna shit your guts out, your asshole. And then we can't ever fuck anymore. Is that what you want? Because that's not what I want, okay? Not at all. You have to get this fixed. I'm bringing this up on the show so people can be like, dude, get that shit fixed.
They're all saying
get
it done.
They are,
it's not
but the
that
thing
big.
is what nobody understands is that I've already racked up $3,000 with my hospital bills.
Doesn't matter.
Plus this fucking thing that's going on here, dude. This state's different than all the rest of the states. Florida just dropped my shit off and didn't fucking come after me. This place will garnish my paychecks.
Well, don't tell them you work anywhere then. Fuck them.
I can't do that.
Well... So, it's money, dude. Money or you. Like, huh. You know, it's seriously important shit, dude. You have to get this done. And like they're saying, it's not as big of a deal. It looks nastier than it really is, especially because you're going to be knocked out the whole fucking time.
Yeah, you won't even know it's happening.
And that's why I told her. I'm like, I'll fucking knock you out here at the house drive you there, wheel you into the fucking bed, and be like, make sure she does not wake up, because if she does, she's going to run and probably scream rape. Don't mind that.
Just hey, wait, what did I scream earlier?
What? Yeah, just get her done.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we're going to fucking talk about after this. But seriously, you need to get this done. I don't want you being in New York and wasting your fucking vacation.
Or just fucking dying.
Shitting blood in the hotel room the whole fucking time. And we're going to be doing a lot of walking. We're going to be out and about constantly doing things. And if you feel like shit the whole time because you didn't get this fixed when you had the chance, you're not going to fucking, you know, you're going to regret it.
It's gonna suck.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
It's not gonna suck as bad as if you don't get it fixed.
Exactly.
And it gets worse.
It's gonna get way fucking
worse.
Well,
dude, okay, what happened the last time before I met you and stuff is when they had to go in and stitch up holes in my intestine.
Sorry.
I hate you when you do that. But yeah, they had to stitch up holes in my intestine so I wouldn't get septic shock.
And where did those holes come from initially, though?
I don't know.
They just develop somehow?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
It's the Crohn's, if I have it, or inflammatory intestinal disease, or the other fucking thing that you said. I can't remember the name. And, yeah, so they have
don't
to
click,
that
hold
up.
On. Don't click that YouTube link, because that's probably the same one of the colonoscopy we watched earlier. Just,
son of
sorry,
a fucking
I'm
bitch.
Just saying, really?
Unless you want to see that.
Thanks, Burger.
Yes,
thanks.
It is. Fuck you, Burger. That's fucked up. No, but they did. They tried to do that before. They only did like
yes,
a partial.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, they tried to do a partial colonoscopy or whatever, and I fucking screamed
and
through
see,
the whole ordeal.
And it came back. Do you know why? Because they didn't do the full one, and they didn't catch whatever else was way up in there further.
Well, they couldn't get any further without me punching the doctor
that's
in the face.
That's why they should have put you
I
out.
I spiked the
like,
fever of 105, dude.
Like they're going to do this time. They're going to put you out this time, and everything's going to be just fine. You're going to wake up, and you're going to be all better, and you're going to have all the fucking pain pills you want, and you're never going to fucking come again because you're all doped up on fucking painkillers. And that's cool, as long as you get better. And get off the painkillers. Well,
Big Mouse Podcast says it's from not chewing up Doritos enough. They don't digest them, and they cut up your intestines on the way out.
I don't eat Doritos. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
that's awesome.
I eat Sun Chips. Damn it.
Well,
those will do it too.
I don't eat Doritos. I eat pieces of broken glass. Okay,
oh,
totally
yeah,
different.
But I chew those.
Totally
I chew
different.
Those.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't. I really just don't want to do it. It scares the shit out of me. So.
I know. You. What about me? I
what
go
about
this,
you, fucker?
Fuck you. I go into this
fuck
being
you.
Like,
it's not your asshole. It's mine.
Oh, cool. I finally found a girlfriend that really likes me and shit. Oh, what's that? She shits blood. Oh, that would have been nice to know. Now you have to get it fixed.
Yeah,
you're
you
not
have
only,
to.
You're, there's two of us now. You're not only fucking yourself, but you're fucking me. And if you don't get that fixed, you're going to get worse.
Well, MDS is trying to help you out here. He says if you sucked cock more, it would help your intestines.
That's a good point. I heard semen actually helps the intestinal
right.
walls
if
heal.
If you want to fill up those holes in your intestines,
right.
just swallow a bunch of semen.
Right.
It's sticky. And...
I read that in a medical journal,
right.
actually.
I believe that was published recently.
Big Mouth Podcast says, your asshole equals his asshole, and his asshole equals your asshole.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want to shit blood out of my asshole / your asshole.
Right.
Right.
Jamhole.com/donate.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah,
pay your
so
fucking
you,
hospital.
Okay,
bill.
So check this out. If you guys pay for half of the colonoscopy, I will get a copy of the fucking video of it, huh?
Dude,
who wants to see that shit?
Does anyone really
show
want
hands?
To see that?
Show of hands? Raise your fucking hand,
I'm
Brady.
Good.
That's no, right.
I don't
like,
need
I'm
to good.
See that.
We all want
really
to see
don't.
That shit. Camhole.
Camhole.com.
Oh my God.
So clever. Okay, so bottom line, though, you have to get that fixed. It's going to get worse, and you're going to be a fucking 30-year-old cripple, pretty much. And, like, I don't want to sound like a dick or anything, but I seriously will not be with a chick that is shitting into a colostomy bag. I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. I will do a lot of fucked
I'll
up.
I'll shoot myself before that.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, in that case... I mean, seriously?
Yeah,
like,
he'll be with a girl that shits herself.
Oh,
that's
no,
fine.
Fucking... As,
but
long
as long as it's not a colostomy bag, right?
I will put up with a lot of fucked up junk, but, like, when you're to that point, and it's because you knowingly and willingly did not get something fixed that you had the chance to get fixed, then yeah, that's fucked up shit. Yeah, you have to get it fixed.
What if this was switched around and it was Matt in your position? You'd be saying the same thing he's saying.
Well,
to you.
No, because honestly, if it was switched around, this would be one of the last episodes of the Jam Hole.
Oh.
I'd put up with it till after New York, and like I said, while Keith was up there doing stand up, I'd just fucking run up and be like, "Hey guys, I got a joke for you. Knock knock. Boom." Not even kidding.
That would be awesome.
Not even kidding. So, but you can't do that. You have to live and help us make this great and awesome.
Hold on.
And wonderful.
If you did do that, took one for the team, you could say, that would probably make us the most famous podcast in history.
I know,
like,
right?
We wouldn't be able to podcast anymore, but we would be the most famous.
Then, since I'm the host, it's going to have to be you.
Well, no, I'll have to blow my brains out, too.
Wait a second. Viola Chick is saying she's had a colonoscopy before.
And it's not that bad, is it?
Did they put you out?
Yes, they do. It doesn't matter because they're going to put you out. So what are you even worried about? It's going to be like a bad dream.
Yeah, I'm worried about going to work the next day.
You're not going to work the next day.
Yeah.
But
you
have to get it done Monday because he was nice enough to get you in early because we're going to be in New York. And what happens when that shit, if it gets really bad there, dude? We're in a strange fucking town. We don't know any fucking doctors or anything
right,
like that.
Right, we're just walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, you have to get it done here while we're here before that happens. And you'll be totally normal and you'll be fucking every day like you want to be.
He can and finally fuck you in the ass.
By you, I mean me and what he said. And it'll be fucking great. And seriously, I will be there the whole time if you want me to be. While you're even out, holding your hand.
Totally not.
And fingering your twat. What?
No.
Why would you even?
You know how the camera
like,
is close to that?
That colonoscopy is just so hot.
I know! That's what I was thinking. I thought I was weird thinking that. Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem. I got your six.
Got my six.
I'm sorry, no. You will be nowhere near the room.
Okay, well, that's fine too then. Just, you have to get it done. Seriously. Okay. Do we have a deal?
We'll see.
You get done, I'll take care of your plane ticket to New York. Don't worry about paying my mom back, right?
Because he ain't paying her back.
Shut. You are not. Are you serious?
Can we just say that, like, at the beginning of the show?
Can we turn
really
my mic and your mic off real quick?
All right. We need to have a little powwow.
A little powwow real quick. We'll be right back.
Fuck you, man. I don't know. It's still.
She's getting it done. You are getting it done. You have to.
Yeah, you don't really have a chance.
Moving on. Moving on.
Good, fucking move on. Have fun.
You are kind of not a nice person. You know why I say that? Remember how we were just sitting here earlier, chilling, like getting stuff ready for the show, clearing out the StumbleUpon account? It's on thejamhole.com if you guys want to send us stuff. Thank you, Burger, for loading us up with awesome shit and that intro. And we're just sitting here. I'm like, hey. You're like, huh. And I'm like, you want to fuck? And you're like, no. And what'd you say?
So I wanted to take a shower.
No.
And wait
you
for
say?
Braden to get here because it's funny when he's in the other room
right.
And he has
nice.
To hear it.
Now, I don't know if you guys, if this happens to you, but the way I was raised, it's not the nicest thing to wait for your boyfriend's sexually starved, lonely friend to come over and then have sex. Like, that's kind of rude.
I wanted to take a shower, too, dude.
And you didn't have, like, fucking 5 hours to just
I was
sit
watching
there.
Shit on YouTube. I was busy.
Oh, cool. Look, cats fucking, or rabbits humping cats. I'm
that
so
was
sorry that you
funny.
Have to put our good friend Braden here, the co-host. Did you notice that once we started fucking, because you know we fucking had to, that he fucking turned up all the fucking music because he's so lonely. I tried to find
him
a girlfriend.
He probably jerked it out here.
Do you know how hard it is
no,
to
I
find?
No, I just would rather.
Well, I know he jerked it out here.
Well, I've jerk it every time I come over. It doesn't matter if you have sex.
I'm not even telling you where. It's a little game I like to play.
Yeah. I call it hide and seek.
See, this is a comedy podcast.
Hey, do we
face.
Still have the link for the rabbits fucking cats? Burger77 wants to see it.
Jesus Christ. Are you fucking serious?
I'm so serious.
It's wow. If you go to our StumbleUpon account and it's under pages I liked, I think I clicked because
you
like, that.
Like rabbits fucking cats.
No, it was so funny because it was this little fucking black cat and this big rabbit and the cat
was
like.
It
was
a kitten too.
Yeah. Aww. The cat was like swatting at the rabbit and fucking with it. And then all of a sudden the rabbit just like, jumps on
rabbit.
The cat and starts fucking it.
It was so funny.
It was like, oh, what? You're going to slap me? Oh, watch this. Rape.
It was so fucking funny. Yeah, so just, I got to clear out some of this feedback. Your Auto Toy says it also clears up acne. I think he's talking about semen, which is true. Take it in the face more often. Chris says it will suck more if you die. Also true. Roto Toys, go to an emergency room, and when you have to fill out the paperwork, fake your social security number. Also good point. Also get that shit fixed. Chris, I agree. Why are you so gay? Cock meat sandwich. Why are you so
gay,
Brady?
Why are you so gay?
Why are you so gay?
What's that?
That came from cock meat sandwich.
He wants to know why you're so gay.
I know. He's the one with the name cock meat sandwich.
I know.
That's a good point. So suck it. Have you seen Blue Harvest? No. Your old toys, damn it, Braden. Advanced geometric shapes create energy. Don't you know that? Yeah. Duh. That's why the earth heated up.
Right.
Fantastic. You were not watching the feedback at all,
no,
were you?
No, I was. I had it minimized.
Jesus Christ. Your other toys, the aliens are franchising a sandals resort. Exactly. Ease on the Apprentice. Wonderful.
Hey, hey.
And right. Okay.
That was MBS a lot of says, but did the cat get a year younger?
No, it was not locked in a room with its best friend. Right. Did you guys enjoy that? That was so
That was
awesome.
A wonderful question.
I love that. So, what were we saying? Oh, right. That is not nice to do. And that's, like, I've always been like that. I've always had a hard time whenever I'm hanging out with friends of mine, and they're single, and I'm not, and, like, my girlfriend, like, wants to kiss and stuff. I feel really bad about it, because I've been in that position when I'm with friends, and I'm single, and they have girls, and you watch that, and you're like, man, she used to be my girlfriend, and now she's with you, and that fucking sucks, and, you know, like, it's just, it's weird, so... Let's not wait for Braden to get here when we fuck.
I really just wanted to wait a while so I could take a shower.
You did.
She had the whole day off from like 3 o'clock till what time?
And
is
what
it
did
now?
I do?
You were sitting at Anna's and then you came here watching fucking stupid cat videos on YouTube.
It was funny.
It was like America's
That sounds
funniest.
Like way more fun than fucking to me.
I know.
And taking a shower.
Fuck. Is sex that bad?
Jesus fucking Christ.
See, if you get this shit fixed, it wouldn't be so bad. Right, kitty?
I'm done talking about sex and my butthole.
Okay.
Thanks.
I just didn't think
that's
that
all there
nice.
Is to talk about.
I'm really done with it. I don't want to hear anything about colon, butt, nothing.
No.
Semicolons? Braden, that's what you had the first time. Come on.
She didn't have a semicolon.
Okay, Braden.
Matt,
any prospects on the girlfriend front, boyfriend? What are you doing these days?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Usual
What's
shit.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
All the girls just taken up with kids?
Either that, I don't know. I honestly just never meet any that I like at
really?
All. They all just suck.
Sucks now that they got rid of all the pedophiles on MySpace and shit. All those little fake 16-year-old girl accounts are gone.
I know, because those are the chicks I was going for.
I know, and now they're all gone, which, I mean, in hindsight, better off,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, but
like, man,
I don't think about that.
You could have just gotten a colonoscopy, not, like, with a camera.
Right, because most of those 16-year-old girls are not.
Oh, absolutely.
Girls.
So, I don't know, just... Slim pickings, huh?
Yeah, it's
hey,
a Kalispell.
We're going to get you fucking laid in New York if I have to buy a hooker for you.
I sure I'm hope just, so.
I feel bad.
I don't know if I want a hooker, though.
Hey, you'll want this one. We'll have Patrice book it.
Nice. I might have to, then.
Okay, moving on. You want to do the question of the week? Let's do the question of the week.
All right, let's do
so, it. Basically, this is the podcast gangbang between the Jam Hole, Big Mouth's podcast, Ear Candy New York, Hot Cakes, and Stereo Radiation. Each week, we all take turns asking a would-you-rather question, which I'm sure will eventually evolve into other things, but for now, it's a either-or, would-you-rather-do-this or would-you-rather-do-that. And if you notice, at thejamhole.com/forums, I created a whole new category for it, which shows all of the past questions. So now, if you guys missed the show or you listen to the podcast version of this and don't catch it live... And you're behind or whatever, because these shows tend to run on a little long
a little
sometimes.
Bit.
Friday show, 2 hours, 45 minutes, no big deal, just saying.
And we do it all for free.
For free,
no
absolutely.
No big deal.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Please
you can,
donate.
What?
Please
for
donate.
Her colonoscopy, for my
and
sake.
And the trip.
And the trip. So, you can, if you happen to listen to it, like, in 3 weeks, you can go to thejamhole.com/forums, and there's a thread there, and you can post your thoughts, and we all look at that, and we discuss it, and if you're like, well, is this a factor, or is this, because everybody has a different take on all this shit, so it's always cool to get new ideas with all of that stuff, so... yeah, and what I did, because everyone's been recording their questions in sound clips, I attached all of the sound clips we have, all except for the first week, because that was a voicemail left, and that's how it all got started. But all of those are attached on each post, and then I linked up which episode each different show talked about it on, so you can go back and listen to their responses, and... if I had it or I knew it, I tried to put what time so you can be like, oh, 11 minutes in, and you could go there. So if you guys know what times and I didn't put it in there, email that to me, and I'll get it in there. But, yeah, this week we have a new podcast joining the Podcast Gangbang Coalition Question of the Week. It is Big Mouth's. It was their turn to ask the question. And if you listen to their Sunday night show... wow. They were very not so prepared, you could say.
No.
I like what he did. Instead of, like, he told each one of them to come up with a question. Like, okay, and then we'll pick the best one. Because then we'll have four to pick from.
Right.
And we'll have a really super awesome one. Instead of just being like, this is the question Matt came up with because Branny and Dayton. Whoa. Brayden and Danny don't give a fuck. You know what ended up happening?
A train wreck?
Woo-woo! Bring in the poocher train. They're like, he's like, so, Joe, or Josiah, whatever the fuck his name is, what's your question? He's like, oh, I forgot. Okay.
Cool.
Next. Big dumb fat chick, what was your question? What? Okay, moving on. Other dude that doesn't talk very often. Casey, what was your question? What? Okay, well, my question is this, so I guess we'll go with that. And it is as follows.
Hello, this is Josh from the Big Mouth Podcast, bringing you your question of the week. Would you rather lick 10 feet of damp L.A. gutter, not standing water, but, you know, just a little damp from whatever's been in there? Ugh. Or would you rather tongue fuck a stranger's nostril for 1 minute? And when I say nostril, I'm talking hairy. It's the middle of November, so it's dripping. And you got to stick your tongue in there repeated amount of times for one solid minute. Your choice. Go.
And go. I love that. He always puts them on the spot. Question of the week. And go.
It's like, oh, what? Oh,
what?
Fuck.
What are we doing? Meowing.
Yeah, she was.
Is she licking her asshole? Hold on. Do we need to take a minute for the cat to lick her asshole? Are you good?
That's a semi-colonoscopy.
Come on. Cat licking asshole time. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was going to say, like, 10 foot of, like, syringes and nasty, like, trashy ass.
Just fucking AIDS.
Junky fucking block, ghetto ass. Like, the methadone clinic is at the end of the block, and this is the trail to get there type of fucking gutter. Gutter slut fucking just snatch ass nasty shit. Oh, she is gonna lick her asshole. Hold on.
On camera. Oh, she's getting her leg.
Well, right I just took a picture of her right as she came up with Now, she had asshole still on face, and I took a picture of that, and I just Twittered it right now.
Nice.
It's on TwitPic. What the...
Can we have a show to
she's,
do here?
She's sorry. Fuck? She's not into it right now. Erodot always says the gutter has piss in it. Probably. It's L.A. Los Angeles, dirty fucking place.
It's bad.
People, dirty. The prostitutes, even dirtier. The drugs... not so bad.
No, the drugs are all right.
Okay.
Well,
but
the drugs.
The fucking business, corrupt. The cops, beating black people like there is no tomorrow. Mm. And for those black people, some of them, there is not a tomorrow.
Right. They got beat that bad.
Or a nostril. Your tongue.
Your tongue.
Now, my whole thing is, I would have a hard time dragging my tongue down 10 feet of just clean sidewalk.
Whoa, cement, just 10 feet of like, any... like,
even just cement, that's some abrasive shit, dude.
And that's a lot. 10 feet's quite a bit.
What I'm thinking is you're gonna get, like... your tongue's gonna be bloody as fuck.
Yeah.
But...
And you're going to be sick from all that nasty shit.
A stranger's nostril?
Well, think about it, though. Like
how, I don't want to...
You're not going to get your tongue very far in their nose anyway, and it's probably a lot cleaner than an L.A. gutter is.
Yeah, but it's... Like,
and for how long? How long do you have?
A minute straight.
A minute.
In and out. Like, fuck, like, you know?
I couldn't even like, do that for a minute. My tongue would probably...
I can almost do that to my own nostril.
Yeah. No, my tongue's not long enough to reach my nostrils. Mm. Yeah, you touch your nose with it. That's good.
I can get it up in there if I have, like, a thing to
push
it
with. Well, that's because, yeah, your nose
but
is
But I
closer.
Can lick it. I can lick the tip of my nose. But, see, like, I wouldn't want to put my tongue in your nostril, and I know you.
I wouldn't want to put my tongue in anyone's nostril.
That's gross.
But would you want to lick 10 feet of a gutter?
No, but think of it this way. Would you want someone to put their tongue in your nostril?
No, I would not.
Where are you going to find this person, Josh?
Right. Who is this guy?
Hey, for your first question, you're failing, man. Your question is flawed.
You're just gonna go up to some random stranger. He's just gonna,
you're just gonna
let
be
you
like,
Wow, he actually
just got punched in the face.
Shit. And that's what it's
seriously,
like.
Seriously, how many fucking times do I gotta tell you? Don't grab my fucking head. Don't touch my fucking face. I'm gonna fuck you. Quit it.
That was my nose loving, or my tongue loving your nose.
Hey, you better fucking just
Brayden,
go love yourself.
Can I put my
on.
Tongue in your nostril?
Only if that's what you choose to do on this question.
I don't know. I just, the whole abrasive sidewalk thing, and then it's a dirty gutter on top of that. So your tongue is bleeding and nasty, and you're getting all that shit in it. Your tongue's gonna get infected as fuck.
Well,
and you're
yeah.
gonna have to get it amputated. That's where that's going to end up.
And then you're not going to be able to talk.
Right. Or you go to try and put your tongue in someone's nostril that's not even your girlfriend. She almost punched me in the face. Imagine that being a total stranger.
Right. How would that work?
What kind of reaction are you going to get?
Yeah, that's not going to... So how am I supposed to lick his nostril for a minute straight?
That's what I'm doing.
When I'm going to be getting my ass beat.
Chloroform, my friend.
Well, yeah. Right.
Cure
but I'm not going to go through that much work so I can tongue fuck some stranger's nostril.
Well, I'm not going to fucking eat a thing of toast with nasty urinal pubes on
well,
it.
No.
Or fucking suck a Hershey Kiss out of a dude's asshole. Or get fucked by a chick with a dick even though she is fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So
she is sexy.
What do you think, Danny? Could you... Which one would you rather do? Are you mad?
Yeah, that's...
Don't look at me like
that. That is a very
What would you rather
look.
Do? Stop texting! This is a show! What would you rather do? Answer the question, please.
Josh says, that's the don't talk to me face.
This is a talk show. Sorry.
And then Burger says someone is not getting laid tonight. Good thing you already got laid.
Fucking A, huh? I was thinking ahead.
Whoa.
No, actually, she said that the shows where I have sex with her right before the show, that's where the poll came from. That those shows I'm a lot better on than the shows that I don't have sex on the shows.
Did you have sex before our last on Friday show? Because that show was awesome.
Did we? Yeah? Yeah?
Well, hey.
Fucking A.
Thank you. I'll say thank you right
no.
now.
Thank you. So what do you think?
I think you're a dick.
All right, new poll. How many people think Matt's a dick?
Wow.
No, I'm so, like, every fucking show. How many times is he like... Exactly! Don't
Wow, there's no kisses right now. Holy shit. Dude, I'm... Is this weird
you
that
have
I'm...
anger problems.
This is kind of making me horny watching this.
Is that weird?
It's kind of hot. Kind of like this.
I was kissing you.
No!
She doesn't even want to kiss you. Oh, I feel bad.
I'd like the gutter.
Hey, anything beats kissing him, right?
Yeah.
No.
Someone fucking.
I would actually.
Who's getting good at making you come, huh?
Oh, hey.
You're going to start losing your touch pretty soon. So.
How do you figure?
Because I'm not going to let you see my twat for the next month.
Because of the colonoscopy.
Because you're a douchebag.
Because she's not going to let you fuck her anymore. That's what it sounds like.
Pretty much. He's kind of being a dick. I'm a little tired of it.
What's he doing over there?
Fucking trying to figure out how not to be a dick.
I'm fixing the notebook she knocked over because everything came flying out of it.
Well, how do you fucking like
What's
it?
What's the matter? Can't do a fucking show without me? Fucking talk.
Well, no, you keep touching my fucking head and stuff. You know how annoying that is?
One time and I was making a fucking point that you can't just go up to somebody and stick your fucking tongue in their... Fuck you. Go get a camera shoved up your ass.
Jeez, I don't even want to talk. Oh my god. I think this might make Stop it. The best show yet.
Yeah, for the fucking live show.
Well, just
this is gonna be really cool for the podcast version,
yeah, I
guys.
Can't wait.
Your own choice says fight!
Okay, we need to get through this question of
right,
the week. So anyway, what I would choose.
Trying to fix
so
my
far,
notebook.
I'm.
Keith and the girls
fucking rip it all.
Everywhere. It looks like a fucking grave down there.
Jesus.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Okay. I apologize.
Whatever.
Shit. So I'm probably going to have to go with the nose fuck, I think, sadly.
Even though you just saw what happens if you try to put your tongue in
well,
someone's
nose. Well, I
wouldn't
do it to my girlfriend. That's bad. I'd rather do it to
you
a stranger.
You would think out of all... Excuse me. Out of all the people that you could do that to...
Really? You got that?
It would be your girlfriend, right?
I don't know. Like, not when your girlfriend's her.
obviously.
Yeah.
Excuse my face. I was not aware of that. I thought she was into that.
I would choose the nose fuck for the show's sake if I had to do that.
What do you mean?
For well, because how hilarious would that be on video? Me trying to tongue fuck some stranger's nose and then getting punched right in the face.
For a minute and then being like, no, I have 50 seconds left. And then like,
God damn
keep going back to the same fucking person and just getting punched.
Wait. Does it have to, like, if I tongue fuck one dude for 10 seconds and I go to, like, some other chick and get 10 seconds out of her nose?
No,
will that
no
count?
Chicks, though. I think he said in
oh, well,
their
what,
show
regardless.
Version it had to be a dude.
Okay, well, different people, regardless. Can I just add it? Like, this person for 10 seconds, that person for 10 seconds, that's
so
20
you
seconds.
Would, hold on. You would rather tongue fuck.
Well,
tongue,
you'd have
hold on.
To.
You would rather tongue fuck 10 different people. For 10 seconds instead of one person for a whole minute.
Well,
or
that's,
six for 10 seconds, because that's a minute.
Right? I'm just saying, assuming I couldn't get one person for a minute to let me tongue
so
fuck
so you're
them.
Talking about like a run, drive-by,
right.
tonguing
like,
kind of thing.
I'm just gonna, yeah, I'm going to have to do a drive-by because they ain't going to let me do it.
Right. I never thought of it that way. Like, is the person you're doing it actually willing to fucking do
See,
it?
See, if he was willing, that's cool. That would make this
you
better
You would
having...
go with the tongue fucking.
Right. I'm okay. just... thinking that I would go up to a stranger, try and fuck his tongue, he'd punch me. I'd have to run up to the next person and yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, that would be better than licking up 10 feet in a gutter where there's probably more than like 10 people's piss and shit.
I'm just thinking the gutter's gonna almost be like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
It's gonna be that abrasive-y, especially now because of the tongue ring, like that's gonna be scraping on the cement and it's gonna just give me nasty fucking chills and shit. And I'm not into that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as far as that goes, I think I'm with you on that one, and I would much rather tongue fuck a stranger for a minute.
Right.
And
assuming, how long is it going to take you to lick that 10 feet of
Now,
butter?
Hold on. Do they have to be awake? Can they be passed out? Because you could just get your bro hound just drunk as fuck and then be like,
it's got to be a stranger.
Okay,
well,
you so
you
can
get a stranger.
You can find a homeless butt. Well, okay, scrap. You don't want a homeless.
No,
mind.
You don't want to.
Fuck.
Well, do we get a choice on the stranger? Like, do I want that guy?
Is one stranger stranger than another?
Well, I just picked the cleanest looking person. I
would
could.
Pick the perfect stranger. Okay. What would you do, Danny? Final answer.
I said gutter.
Gutter? Fantastic. Thank you very much. So.
Guttermouth?
Right.
The
and
band?
That was for this week, starting March 23rd. It will be our turn to ask the question next week. So good luck to Hotcake Stir Radiation and Ear Candy. Oh, and real quick, I forgot to mention, the podcast that asks the question for that week, it's not mandatory to answer your own question. You kind of get like a bye for that week. But yeah. If you want to, you definitely can, and feel free to discuss it. I'm just thinking, because you asked the question, you kind of thought about it already, right. So it kind of ruins just, it to
But they
answer.
Know the right answer. It, like, well, I like thinking that there's a right answer to this.
Josh is with us live in the jamhole.com/live video. Did we answer it correctly?
Well,
is
he
the correct answer tongue-fucking?
He chose
the nostril.
He said he'd lick the gutter.
Well,
so.
He's a gutter slut, so yeah. That does not surprise me.
God.
Did I tell you what happened today?
No, you didn't.
Well, do we need to take a break? Are you cool? Are you going to be able to finish the show and be civil and talk instead of just typing? Like, you have a microphone. They can hear you. You don't have to just type.
Yeah, but do you want me to talk over you every 5 seconds?
Well, no. Talk.
No, it's cool.
I was quiet for like a minute trying to put my life back together that you destroyed all over the floor.
I'll
you guys said nothing.
Shatter it.
You did.
Good.
Because I licked your nose. I had my face in your twat like an hour ago, and that was cool because you came. But the second I'm playing around and lick your nose, you're like, oh, don't fucking do that. Punch in the face. Why? Tell me.
Nothing.
Tell me why.
Dude, do you know how I get when you fucking touch my nose ring?
I didn't touch your nose ring.
You stuck your tongue in my nose.
Okay. Why do you have your nose pierced then if you're that sensitive about it? What if somebody just came up to you and you were the stranger on the street and you got a tongue in your nose?
I don't think you plan on that happening when you go get your nose pierced.
Like, what are the fucking chances, right?
Yeah, who'd have thought someone was going to try and tongue fuck her nose, you know?
Come on, we're going to finish this. I love it. It's like the wife beater, no fucking sleeves. Where are you going? You can't smoke in the middle of the show! Fuck her. Fuck you! Fuck! Did I tell you what happened today?
I think I just witnessed all I need to know. But go ahead, tell me what happened.
If you had your nose pierced, would you seriously be that sensitive about it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why she is so sensitive about it. Because me, personally, I don't give a fuck.
I think a lot of it is, like, it's not just that. It's the whole having to get the colonoscopy thing and just all of that building up, and that was like...
And then that's icing on the cake, and right. That set her off.
Okay.
You just know how to fucking push her buttons.
I was just fucking around, dude. Jesus Christ. Imagine if I was trying to piss her off. Holy
shit. Oh, God.
Shit.
You would probably be dead. She would have gone and got your gun and blown both of our brains out by now.
God damn.
She would have to blow my brains out just so I was not a witness. Like, and that would suck, because I'd... Well, no, I guess I don't give a fuck either.
Did I tell you what happened today?
No.
Today I decided to play a joke on my boyfriend and plan to pretend that I found a thong in his gym bag. Hmm. When he came home, I confronted him, and struggling through putting on my best face, he unexpectedly confessed.
It's look, his thong. He wears a thong.
Look, babe. Babe?
Yes, honey?
Look, babe, I'm sorry. It meant nothing. Fuck my life.
Really? That's... Wow.
She planted a thong in his gym bag,
and he
fucking thought it wasn't hers and that she caught him. And he's like, okay, I did cheat on you. And she's like, this is...
I put that
You
there.
Motherfucker!
This is my fucking thong. You didn't recognize my thong?
Look, everyone's fucking sad now because she left.
I know. Everyone actually left the chat room because Danny is gone.
I know. All right, hold on. Pause.
All right, now I would recommend placing bets on how long this relationship's going to last right now, because I'm guessing not very long.
Hey.
Hello?
It's Shazam.
Oh, hey, Shazam.
Hey, I'm giving love advice.
All right, give it to me.
Okay, break up. Make it stop. It's just going to get worse. And it's been ugly, and they're going to hurt each other physically, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, yeah, you got a point. I don't know, it's kind of good for the show, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but she wants to stab him. That's not good.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
There's no knives in the house, right? Because they never cook in there? That's right?
What's that?
There's no knives in the house. They never cook there, right?
There's a gun. Does that count?
Oh, the guns.
It's loaded.
Okay,
is that bad? Should I go, like, pop the clip out and take one out of the chamber before she gets back in here?
Let's see what's happening now. Can you sneak out there with a microphone?
No, none of these are long enough. Sadly, I guess no. The laptop's on. Why? I could take the laptop out there, the one Danny uses. I'm gonna go out there real quick and actually see what's going on. I'll be right back.
I'm back on, kids. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Okay. MDS. No, I have not gotten late today. I didn't have anyone for breakfast.
Okay, so they're still out there talking, so I'm just gonna leave them alone.
It's riveting.
I didn't really listen. I don't know. It sounded too serious for me to go out there and crack any jokes or say anything.
I'll tell you what's happening. He keeps fucking pushing her and pushing her and pushing her, and she's trying.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks he's trying too, but it's not. He can't fucking stop. That's his problem.
I'm pretty sure that if this doesn't do it, if this, like, isn't the end of it after this, and he's able to talk his way out of it, that the next time, that will probably definitely be it. Because this is, like, the second or third time she's gotten
this mad.
Yeah,
and he's not changing. He's being just as much of an asshole.
Yeah, he is kind of an asshole. Oh, hey, we just got done talking about you.
Oh, hey, guys. Who called in?
Hi.
Shazam.
Oh. What up, G?
What are you looking for?
Stuff. Oh, did she just hang up?
I don't know.
Fucking come back and she's like, oh, I hang up.
That's sick of you. She just wanted to talk to me. Fuck you guys.
Oh, so is everything cool?
Well, I'm cool. Are you guys recording? Cool?
Yeah.
Are you cool? Sounds
No,
okay.
She's fine. It's like what I said. It's like just everything that's happening. It happened like all at once, all over the weekend, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks. It totally sucks.
I can understand that.
I know,
how stressed out you would be.
I know she doesn't like having her face touched, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have tried to tongue fuck your nostril.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I was demonstrating a point that you can't just walk up to anybody,
right.
Especially someone you don't know.
Like, okay, you might have been better off doing it to me, because I wouldn't have. You wouldn't. It's already been done. You already did it. Whoa, dude. You're gonna break the microphone. That was scary. I almost just got face fucked.
You fucking
for
you,
did. For you. Next time he tries to fuck your face, he's gonna fuck mine, so.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Do one to others. Do one. Hey, come on in, guys.
Come on in.
Come on in.
This is gonna be fun to edit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I should not have tried to tongue fuck your nostril.
Yeah, that's not helping her on top of all the stress.
But the whole thing was, I'm trying to, like, make light of this shitty, pardon the pun, situation. And
right.
If you can laugh at it, it won't seem so bad. And seriously, I'm not gonna just be like, okay, you're all fucked up, I'm out of here. Like, I will fucking be here when you go to the hospital, and I'll drive you home, and I will help you fucking get better and stuff. But you have to deal with it now, because pretty soon they're going to be like, it's really bad and there's nothing we can do. Like, now there is something they can
right.
do.
Right, they actually can fix it.
Right, and like I told her outside, this doctor, that's what he does. He does this shit all fucking day. It's a routine thing, just because to us, you know, we never have that done, so.
No, it's just a lot on my head, dude. I mean, you can't fix Crohn's disease, you can't fix inflammatory intestinal disease, or any of that crap. They just give you medication to where you can't feel it anymore. And they make it to where it's kind of under control, but not totally gone. So the thought of taking medicine for the rest of my life for something is a little fucking overwhelming. And I'm sorry, I'm in a crappy mood about it. And before this, I hadn't gone to a doctor in 6 years.
Really?
Because I didn't need to, because I was totally fucking fine.
You weren't, like, having any pain?
No, nothing. And the shitty part about it is I got dumped, okay,
mm-hmm.
And then my car got wrecked. And then I started shitting blood.
Mm.
It's great.
That's why I told her. I'm like, with the whole fucking thing I went through with the oxy and the pills and shit, like, if I stopped taking the Suboxone every day, like, I would be sick as fuck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know it's totally different, but with the medication
well, you
that
still
I
have to live your whole life taking medication.
Exactly. And as long as I take it every day, it's like it's not even there.
Right.
And
you can wean yourself off of that. And this pill that I have to take is twice, two pills three times a day for the rest of my fucking life.
Right, but the alternative is way worse than that. And they'll make it, it'll make it so that it's like you don't even have it. It's like people with AIDS nowadays. They live for fucking ever.
Yeah.
As long as they take the medication and, you know, not have colds. Oh, sorry. Hi, caller. I saw you were there. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
I want to go back to a previous topic.
Please.
I'll donate $5 to see Matt tongue fuck Danny again. Come on.
$5 is not worth me getting my fucking ass kicked.
I will
sorry.
Punch him.
God, that was hilarious.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take a punch in the face for $100, but not $5. Sorry.
Yeah, I will hit him this time. Shit. I'm sorry, dude.
I know. See,
we'll start a pool in the live chat.
That, she knows it's coming this time. Yeah. See, I can't sneak up like I did.
Or I'll punch the Vio because you're on it, and Matt will be pissed. So.
And that'll be the second laptop your girlfriend's broke.
I know.
Yes.
The first one, I totally shouldn't have done.
Great shelf.
Thanks. Who is this?
It's Josh.
Oh, what's up,
your mama.
Josh? This is Josh from Big Mouth. Josh from Big Mouth Podcast. Hey, nice question of the week. Next time, get your fucking crew in order. What happened?
Hey, man. It was a clone. You guys were getting it all wrong. Like, dude, like, you're just going to run up on a stranger, sneak up, and tongue fuck him? What are you guys, rapists?
Well, what are you doing?
How sound like?
You said it's a stranger.
Yeah, who's going to just...
Yeah, like a stranger on pause. Like, he's indignant. He doesn't even notice you tongue fucking him.
Oh,
but you gotta
so, hold on. So you would rather take advantage of a disabled, a mentally
not
retarded
disabled.
Stranger. That's nice. Way to go, Josh. Cool.
No, I said I'd lick gutter.
Oh.
I'm not tongue-fucking some dude.
Yeah, see, I'm totally with you.
Well, that's fucking... You are a dirty motherfucker, then.
You have a dirty mouth.
A dirty mouth.
Listerine, man. Listerine.
You
that's
can't... You,
for.
That's the kind of dirty Listerine just don't
yeah.
get rid of, dude.
You can't clean that gutter mouth.
And you know, to me, it's not just the dirt part. It's the abrasiveness of a cement gutter. That's what really
That's gonna cut your tongue
That
out.
Gives me the chills, man.
Oh, no. It's damp. There's plenty of lube.
Fuck, oil and gasoline and blood.
Semen.
Yeah, you get a little grease, some blood, some clots.
If I could, like...
Maybe a needle here and there, but you'll get over that.
Aww. Oh, yeah, hey, nothing we ain't never seen before.
Right.
If I could, like, jerk off on the curb and then spread that through the 10 feet, like, 5 feet, I would definitely go with the curb, but 10, I can't
yeah,
do
10,
it.
Yeah, 10, that's a lot.
I'm sorry, I just cannot do it.
So you'd tongue fuck a stranger.
I would chloroform the stranger, obviously, as we just learned that you can't run up on someone and tongue fuck them. And then, yes, I would. I'll do
okay.
it for 2 minutes. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
All right, well, have a great show.
Hey, I will. Thanks, Roger. Holla back. Oh, fun. I like that kid. We're going to go to Alaska one of these days.
I think we're going to have to. I want to. Can you take me halibut fishing?
I want to just punch that big girl with the glasses in the face every
yes.
time she starts talking about just retarded shit. I don't need to know about no bailout. Bailout's when my husband gets pulled over and put in jail and I come bail him out.
Okay. Now we have to go to Alaska to go hang out with Josh because he says he could take me halibut fishing and I want to do that.
Okay, one trip at
it's
a
like
time.
It's like the biggest flounder ever.
Right. Fantastic.
Awesome. Shut up. Just because you don't know how to fish.
I don't eat seafood. I give a fuck about fishing.
It's because your dad's dead.
$100 to see me stick my tongue in her face again. Who wants it?
$100.
You better
fucking give New York one person less, by the way. So.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to need that done to
you. So, yeah, that is the whole point is, though, nowadays. It's a lot better than what it would have been if you would have had this disease like
Whoa,
20
wait.
Years ago.
Shazam says I'd rather see her beat Matt up. So
I beat him up and take the fucking money. So
oh, true. No, because it'll be in his PayPal accounts and you can't get that.
My adoring public.
Well, you want me to get my ass fixed? You're going to give me that $100 then.
That,
there you go.
That'd buy, that's like, true. An inch of the telescopic tool the camera's attached to in, like,
you
a
give
minute.
Me $100, I will punch Matt in the face right now.
No, she will not.
Yes, I will.
I will hit you back.
That's fine. I'll break your
best
face.
Best answer
She'll take a punch better than I can. Stop it. It's not fair. Did I tell you what happened today?
No.
Today I licked my girlfriend's nose and almost got punched in the face. Fuck my life. Mm. Today I signed up for an online dating site because my girlfriend left me because I tried to lick her face.
Mm. Fuck my life.
After completing their personality quiz, or lack thereof,
right.
I set the distance to a 60-mile radius of where I live. Then to the country. Then to the whole world. I got no matches for
wow.
any of the settings. Fuck my life.
That's so...
That sucks, because there is a lot of people on those kinds of sites.
Tons, yeah.
And
not one person?
Even, like, it sounds like they were messing with the settings. Like, okay, I'll go for any weight. No matches. Any height. No matches.
Well, no, they look at... It's one of those things where you fill out your profile, and based on your profile, they match you with someone else's profile.
Yeah,
that relates.
Right.
So he did that, and no results came up. In the whole world.
Google, no results found.
No results.
Sorry, dude. It's very rare nowadays to Google something and have zero results coming back.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Really? I have. Just... spelling things
awfully, yeah.
Where it was like, I don't even know what you fucking mean.
Well, when you're actually searching for something that's there, that's actually something, then you never get no results.
Cat just took a dump.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck's that noise?
Okay, what were you gonna say? No, she was looking like you had something to say.
No, I was looking at you like, what's that noise?
Oh,
and then it was
right,
cat
taking a dump. Good.
Right.
Check. I like how she licks her asshole before she takes a dump.
That's
She's
weird.
A classy cat.
That is classy.
Fucking A.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. Today, I got a phone call from a detective in response to my stolen car that has been missing since St. Patrick's Day. That was a while ago.
That was.
And these are, like
last
updated.
Week.
These were, like, right before we started.
Yeah, that's bad.
He told me that he had found my car. But he was chuckling the whole time. Turns out, I had parked my car in a different lot. I haven't had it for a week. It was actually never stolen. Fuck my life. I was just...
You're an idiot.
You're just an idiot.
Sorry.
Yeah, that guy's fucking
drunk. I was just that drunk. Today, I went to see The Rapist for the first time because I've been feeling depressed lately. Feeling down?
Well, when you're a little depressed, you need to go see The Rapist.
You definitely need The Rapist.
The first time's a little rough going in, but after that, smooth sailing.
Hey, why don't you pronounce that right?
Because
The Rapist.
It looks like The Rapist.
Therapist.
But it looks like The Rapist if you break
it
down.
Hold on. She might be onto something. What'd you say? Depressed,
right.
Rapist. I opened up. They just write themselves sometimes.
I know, you don't even need to try.
And said everything that was on my mind. That's my cigarette. It's not lit. I'm just holding it, because I was going to smoke it, but I won't now. I really spilled my guts. After a good 30 minutes, her first question was, what do you think? What do you think?
I don't know.
You know, so you can't answer. What do you think? Do you always talk this much? Fuck my life. Wow, bitch. That sucks when you're paying this person like $100 to $200 an hour to listen to you talk to them, and they're like, Shut the fuck. I know you were abused and blah, blah, blah.
You got raped when you're a little kid.
I'm the rapist.
Join the fucking club.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bitch, this won't shut up.
I know. Today, I had a blacklight in my room for an upcoming party. Uh-oh. You know what blacklight show.
Come stains.
Semen. just for funsies, I decided to shine it on my loft bed.
You don't.
And the comforter lit up like a Christmas tree, as did several spots on the floor underneath. I'm a chick, and I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
But my roommate does.
Oh,
fuck my
no.
life. They've been fucking in my loft bed, those fucking sluts.
Oh.
I'd be kicking some ass.
Oh, for sure. That's
for
nasty.
For sure. Today, I actually, here, this one's a boyfriend. Read the next one.
What?
That one.
I can't see it from there. The anxiety attack?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I had an anxiety attack when I was hanging out with my boyfriend. He pulled me close to him, and I started to feel better until he put my hand down his pants and around his penis and said, "Here, try this to take it off your mind."
Fuck your life.
That's fucked up.
You know, I hate to say this, but back when I was dating this girl, we'd kind of argue a lot. Go figure. Fuck my life. And I don't know if it's bad, but like, God, what is wrong with you? Sorry.
It's always like that, you fucking retard. Jesus.
It's like it turning all weird now. It won't stay. Okay. Cool. So, like, we would argue, and she'd be crying, and I'd be like, there. And, you know, it started out like, you know, we would wait a while and then have the makeup sex and everything was cool.
You gotta wait a little while.
Right, but after a while, like, I was with her for a few years, and, like, after a while, it would just get to the point where we would almost just start fucking, like, while she was still crying and shit.
Wow, dude.
But, like, she was never like, wait till I'm done crying at least. Like, she would just be like, God. You know, like, whatever.
And
just,
how old was she?
She was like my age. She was like 2 years younger than me.
Oh, wow. Well, no so, wonder but you this started was fucking 18-year-old.
Well, this was back when I was like 18 or 19. So I was allowed to fuck 18-year-olds, thanks.
Wait, she's 2 years younger than you, so she was more like 16?
Seven.
Shazam says Matt needs the girl version of Brayden.
What? Wait, what?
Matt needs the girl version of Brayden.
Submissive.
So wait. I'm not good enough? Brayden's better than me?
No, she's just saying, after a while, I'm eventually going to piss you off to the point where you're just like, I'm out of here. Brayden is submissive and will do whatever the fuck I tell him to. Right?
What? Not always.
Brayden? Say yes! Submit to me! Oh, that's funny. But yeah, seriously, if you could just try and be more like him.
That's terrible.
I'm totally kidding. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm making jokes here, and one of these times it's going to be like, that's not funny, punch in the face, knife to the balls, and then I'm out. And then I'm going to be here, you're going to get here, because maybe, hopefully, by that time, your fucking car will be fixed.
Right.
And I'll be on the floor, like, trying to put my balls back in my sack, while the ice bag on my fucking eye. And I'm not looking forward to that. Not at all. What?
That's awesome.
Okay. Today I was having lunch with my sister and my mother. While my mother was busy ordering food, my sister said to me, "Look at this face I can make." She grossly contorted her face so that she had a double chin. Oh.
Right.
Look at this. I can't even do it. I used to be able to do it really good.
When you were fat, because you just had it naturally then. I can't look at you with a straight face.
I can't do it. Okay. She contorted her face so that she had a double chin. Drooling.
Right.
My mother looked over and said to her, "Stop making fun of your sister."
Fuck my life.
Oh. I'm kind of fat. Today I fell asleep in class. As a joke, my professor, he's a little jokester, comedian, no big deal. My professor used an air horn to wake me up. That I have seen done in person, and it is funny every time. That could happen
just
once
right
a day.
There.
Once a day, and I'd still fucking laugh at it. It's so great.
This is funny.
I got so freaked out that I punched the girl next to me in the face. She got knocked out. Fuck my life.
It was a reflex.
Can we reenact that? Hold on.
No.
Okay.
Do not even fucking.
Brayden Airhorn in 3.
That's exactly how it did this instantly.
Oh. I know, that would have been so funny to see, dude. Oh my god. I'd pay a mil easy to be sitting
definitely.
Like, here's sleepy guy.
The opposite side.
That got punched.
Right.
Me. Yeah. Right there. Totally.
Right next to her.
No fucking second
She gets
thought.
Knocked the fuck out right in my lap. I'm like,
I know.
Whoa.
Fucking dude. Okay.
That's convenient. I was just thinking the same thing.
I know. She's so hot.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, anytime. This bud's for you.
Nice.
Today I gave a campus tour to a group of high school seniors. As I was showing off the dorms, one student asks, Are these beds sturdy enough for threesomes? Hmm? Before I could respond, another kid shouts, "How would he know? I bet the only action he gets in his bed is from his left hand." She was actually correct. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
That sucks.
It sucks when they make that joke and it's, like, it's right.
Well, yeah, and you know, like, who are the people that usually, like, I don't know, I went to, like, weird technical school kind of colleges, not real, like, universities and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, aren't the people from movies I've seen, the people they pick to give those tours, are usually, like, the douchey kiss-ass fucking dorks?
Well, yeah, because they're the only ones that want to do that or are able to get to that stature anyway.
So, yeah, that's right on. All right, a few more here. Today, my parents told me they were going out for dinner tonight. Dinner tonight?
Dinner ready is pizza?
Fuck it. Ah, that hurts. I'll show you that hurts. Still my number
bitch
one.
Stole my... The bitch spilled my...
Bitch spilled
you
my
fucking
coffee.
Bitch.
Fuck. That's, yeah, two of my favorite fucking PSAs.
Those two
dude.
Are the
love
greatest.
Them. I'll show you what hurts. That's what hurts. That's what hurts. He just... And then at the end, he fucking throws a stapler yeah. at her. Oh my god, that is so great. I wish, dude, how much fun would it be to be the guys on the Foley stage, like making the sound effects,
oh,
like
god,
watching this whole thing transpire,
just
and like
banging shit on things,
that
just
would
making
be
noise.
Such a cool job. Oh, okay, where am I? Oh, right, dinner tonight. I jokingly responded, "Sweet, I am totally having a keg party then." My dad responded, "Keg parties are only for kids who have friends."
Aww.
He was serious. Fuck my life. I'm just kidding, Dad. I have no friends.
Right. That whole keg is actually for me. That's...
Right. Because I have no friends.
I'm going to drink myself to death.
But you know, if you actually had a keg and was like, "Hey, come fuck up my house."
Right.
Like,
free keg beer. You're going to have a house full of friends for a night.
Like that. Like, yeah. Hey, I just won the lottery. Oh, look at all my cool friends.
Oh, hey, you guys are so nice to me.
Want money. Or no,
weird.
Hey, they don't want money. They want a friend tip. That's
right.
Called a friend tip. You yeah, just like, when you go to leave, instead of like the fist pound, they're like, handout. That's the friend. That's the friend tip.
I always thought it'd be awesome if I was ever to get just super rich. I would get my best friend to come live with me, and I would just have him be like my butler kind of thing. Like, he'd just make me sandwiches and make my bed or whatever.
But like,
and
we'd
I'd
hang
just,
out.
I'd give him, yeah, we'd hang out
play
and chill.
Xbox.
Yeah, and whatever, and that'd be like, I'm kind of hungry.
Do a go, podcast. But yeah. Then, like, instead of me being like, "Hey, Brayden, go grab the mic and plug it in," you'd be
right.
Like, hey, friend.
Hey, best friend, go and grab that.
And go to the store and grab more Rockstars
right.
and Sparks.
Here, here's a 20. This is for you. It'd
that's
be like
so
that.
Great.
I'd just pay you to do shit.
Right. Would you be paying him to be your friend then? Or
well, no,
you would
he's
be,
just, I'd be
he's
paying.
He's your friend already.
Right.
You're just paying him to do extra friend things.
For do shit for me.
Between you and me, he's really not that great of a friend.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Right. Today, I was having sex with my girlfriend because, you know, she wanted to wait for my single friend, my single lonely friend to get here first
right.
to
that's,
rub his nose in it.
That's how
that's
it works.
No. my girlfriend of 9 months, when she gets a phone call and decides to answer it. You got your phone there?
Are you going to decide
yep,
to answer
fucking,
it?
Fucking ring, ring, ring. She answers it. Hey, it was, hey, who's that, honey?
It's my fiancé.
It's her fiancé I knew nothing about. She told me she was engaged while I was still inside of her.
Wow.
Fuck my life.
You fucking bitch.
So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I came inside of her. Fuck her life.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
Boom. And I didn't tell her.
That's right. Didn't see that coming. No, honey, I'm just not going to orgasm tonight. Fucking semen, do your thing, man. Oh, man. Two more. Today, I was at a club. I was up in the club with my girlfriend of only 2 weeks.
Huh?
Huh? Where do you think this is going?
No, nowhere good.
Yeah, exactly.
As we were dancing, another woman grabbed my ass from behind me and squeezed. Mm. Fucking, I mean, she fucking
squeezed like a piggy
fart. What?
It's like that air horn.
Yeah, totally. I was like, ah! I yelped and turned around to see
a dude.
Drum roll, please. My mother as the culprit. It was my mom. She squeezed my ass. My girlfriend punched her. I found out my mother is a cougar, and my girl, she's got a mean right hook. Fuck all of our lives.
Wow.
I don't know if you saw, but when you said a girl walked up behind me and grabbed my ass, I just went, right to the camera.
But, like, your mom is at the same club you're at, but, you know, clubs are kind of dark and
shit. So you can't really tell faces.
Right, and, you know, she's skeezing for some dick, and she sees a dude. Just
some young man boy pussy.
That's so awesome. Just the whole
messed up.
That's amazing to me.
And he's like, oh, hey, mom.
Yeah. Jesus. He's like, oh, no, it's cool. That's my mom. We freak.
Yeah, we freak.
I put my hand up on her hip. And when
she's
I
a cougar,
dip,
it's
you
cool.
Dip, we dip. What?
Want a three-way?
Hey, fuck it. Yes.
With my mom?
Last one. Today I was taking the bus home from work, as I tend to do.
Right.
Because times are rough. Well, I pay for gas when the city can do it for me.
Word. The bus isn't even free. Fuck my life.
Right. Actually, we don't even have a bus system here because it's Montana.
That's how awesome we are.
As I was getting off, an old man whistled at me because I had my dick in my hand probably.
The chick.
I told him to go to hell and got off the bus. When the bus drove away and the old man stood in the back of the bus holding up the wallet I left that he was actually trying to give me.
Yes!
Fuck my life.
Yes!
I would have... He's like, go to hell. I would have held it up and been like,
I would have held up his wallet, pulled the money out, and just start sliding it in my pocket.
Yeah, sure.
Social security number?
Credit card? Driver's license? Oh, that's so fucking awesome. Fuck our lives. What's the time, please?
We're at an hour and 34 minutes.
Oh, shit. All right, let me read a few confessions here. Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Friday, we did a few.
Right.
And go. I'm a large guy, Father, and I wish I could just find a nice girl in London who likes me for my personality, my intelligence, etc. All that other bullshit chicks go for.
Yeah.
Excuse my face. I wish they would just not dismiss me because I am large. I may be large, but nay, I am not in charge.
No, you'd like to think so.
I would, but I am not. The weight is dropping now. I've solved the cause. It wasn't actually me overeating.
It was glandular.
But I'm fixed now.
It's a hereditary condition,
I got that fixed now. But that takes time. Hell, we can hang out, go do stuff, get into a relationship, sex, if you know what I mean,
Full sex,
etc. Never found anyone yet, and you know what? I doubt I ever will.
I doubt it too.
That's the spirit. Go team.
Go team. And I'm the father, and I
you're
doubt
the
it.
Father!
That's bad news bears for you.
Fucking A. I guess there isn't anyone like that anymore, Father.
You just need to find a fat bitch.
I just need to find a prostitute.
That also.
I have this unexplainable attraction, Father. You know what it's for?
I'm gonna guess animals?
Wait, what?
You guess animals?
What'd you say?
Six-year-olds?
No, wrong on both accounts. Oh. It's actually an attraction for my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
What?
And I'm straight! I know, right?
Not now.
Well,
apparently
kinda.
You're not straight.
Father, I am a liar.
Really?
You need to confess to these lies, my son.
Liar, liar.
Pants on fire.
I lie to make myself more interesting, no big deal. I lie to even the closest person to me. I lie.
I'm sorry. It's okay, so do I.
We all lie. All the time, I lie about bad things that never happened to me, Father. Just to have people feel sorry for me.
I don't feel sorry for you.
They do. I need empathy,
they
Father.
Really don't.
I need sympathy. I lie about where I am and where I've been and what has happened to me, but within those lies, I let a little of the truth out just to see if anyone will notice. You know what?
What?
They do not.
No, I didn't notice either.
You know why?
Why?
Because no one gives a shit.
No one. Not one person.
All right, last one. I've been dating my boyfriend, Father, for almost 4 years now. You know what?
What?
Everyone, including, but not limited to, his parents, they keep asking me when we're tying the knot. I tell them next week, not, that's a little joke we do, me and my fiance.
So I ain't gonna latch on the old ball and chain.
Oh, I tell them soon and make sure to have a big fake giant smile on my face every time.
You have to.
Gotta do it. I mean, if you want to be in that will and inherit that inheritance,
yeah,
you gotta fake it like you're in it to win it. They have absolutely no idea how much we fight. And how much I can't stand her. No, just kidding. His controlling behavior. I don't have the strength to end it. I don't have the will to go on. And will probably spend the rest of my life sticking up for myself.
Yeah. Hey, I think one of my friends from Florida is going to call in.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Remember that guy from the band Day Minus 7 I was showing you? Yeah, that guy. Be nice. Okay?
Wait, why is that?
He's
funny?
Actually a really... Okay, his label is kind of emo.
So his band is also because
he sells out?
His image
is kind of emo, but
right,
he's
a sellout?
He's a fantabulous guitar player,
like,
and great vocals.
The music does sound really good for that
right.
genre of
I mean, it does. They got skill. They're just playing
we
bad
used
music.
To have so much
right,
better shit. But,
they just
I
play
mean,
faggot shit.
Right.
Which is cool because there's
Make
a lot
money,
of...
Dude.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of people that buy into that shit. So
yeah,
that's cool.
I'm sure just they make plenty
thing.
Of money.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought, yeah. is that the Christopher Walken kid?
No, no, I was trying to get him to call him. He's funny as shit.
We're not taking calls then. Fuck him.
I'll call him on my cell phone and tell him to call and be like, motherfucker, can you call him from...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well,
do whatever.
Once he
but we,
calls
we're
whatever.
Like, we need to do news.
Yeah.
Okay, do news.
Okay, hey, Father.
Yes?
Real quick, I just saw this.
All right.
Father, she's like a Burger King. She's like Burger King. I
can only eat her out once a week.
Kinda. No, oh my it's God. My way. Or the highway. Actually, it's by way.
All right.
By the way, I want to see her, but I know it's not good for me. I also get a similar gastrointestinal reaction from thinking about her.
As I do when I eat Burger King.
As I do. As I tend to do. All right. You ready to do some news here? Episode 170. 170. Nice round, even number. Call it in the air, please.
Heads.
It is absolutely not heads. You suck at this.
I got it last time. Fuck you.
It's because I lied.
Whatever.
Hang on. Just
what?
Pardon me?
What do you want me to do with that?
I got to answer it.
What's it? What is that?
Are you... Hello? Please hold. I'm going to go fucking smoke.
Okay, really?
I love this show.
Okay, you got a pen or something? I can just tell it to you right now.
Oh my God. What? Who the fuck is that?
I texted him the number to call into the show, but he just
what's the number? I can't read numbers. I'm sorry.
What'd you say? Yeah, I did, you fucktard. It's on there? Okay.
No, I don't think this is going to be another epically long show. We'll edit out most of the show, I imagine.
Oh, my God,
because most of the show
dude.
Was silent so far.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So who is that?
Cliff. His name is Cliff.
Let me tell
he's
me about
him. He's
a
lead singer and a guitar player. I don't know if he's playing guitar in this band or not, but he's a badass guitar player.
Sweet.
And got pretty good vocals. He sucked like way back in the day, but...
Does he have like that emo singing voice,
No, he
though?
He has a really great like, voice. We used to cover Manson and stuff, and he could fucking
nice.
Wail like
Manson's
a motherfucker.
Good.
So, nah, he did a really great job with it. Now he's,
That's sad, Shazam. Don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it seems so much happier on the phone with a friend than sitting next to Matt sometimes.
That's because your friend is in Florida and Matt's right there.
Well, all my friends are in Florida, dude. And yeah, so what do you want from me? And I really wanted my Christopher Walken's friend to call in. He
yeah,
a,
what's up? Who's that? I don't know.
His
what,
name is Josh. He's,
where's the Christopher Walken thing come from?
He just does a great Christopher Walken's impression.
Nice.
We could be his family. What if I'm his father? Yeah. I don't know. It's so fucking hilarious. And then he does, like, he does a George Bush fucking, what the hell is it called? The guy off Family Guy who goes, giggity.
Oh, Quagmire.
Quagmire. He puts, like, Bush and fucking Quagmire together. He goes, giggity.
Giggity and Bush foot. That's awesome. Yeah.
He's like, giggity all the fucking time. So it's pretty fucking hilarious. But, yeah, so this is wonderful.
Yeah, just waiting on Matt here. Since, you know, he kind of has all the show on his screen. So even if I wanted to continue on with what we normally do, I can't because it's on the monitor over there. Right, here he comes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, hi. He thought my phone number was a number I gave him, but I gave him the other fucking number.
When's he
Smart
calling?
Smart and emo, cool.
Cool.
Okay, what are we doing? Do some news? Sorry about the trainer.
Well, he's calling.
Oh, cool, live call. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? This is Cliff.
Hold on, Cliff. Did you put a cigarette butt in my Mountain Dew, or my Dr. Pepper?
No, I did not.
It kind of feels like it. All right, what's up, Cliff?
Not much. Just calling to say what's up.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I haven't talked to you in a long time. Do you actually have an album out now with your band?
Yeah, we just released our EP produced by Paul Trust. Yeah, we're called Day Minus Seven.
What's the MySpace?
It's myspace.com/day-7, or you can visit us at day-7.com.
Fantastic. Now, can I ask a question? What made you take your musical talent in the direction that it went?
Like, well, I was in a band for a few years called Threads of Disloyalty, and we had a song on MySpace called Disillusion, and producer Paul Trust, who's done like Echo Trend, Diecast, Endo, found us, and he didn't like the music at all, but he liked my voice, and he said if I worked with him, that we can maybe make something of it. And, you know, we got all new band members and, you know, we're doing it. Nice. We're probably going to be on tour here in the next couple months.
Hell yeah. Like, I listened to some of it that she showed me on the MySpace, and, like, the talent is definitely there. I'm just curious, like, why did you guys kind of, I don't want to say waste it, but why did you go in the direction of, like, the emo, what's that one band that everyone listens to now? The, Space, not Space Boy. What's that fucking shit called? You know what the fuck I'm talking about, Braden. What's that fucking band called?
There's a lot of bands, man.
Well, okay, like that whole emo kind of dark, we wear eyeliner. Like, why'd you guys go that direction instead of more like a metal? Because you have that kind of voice.
He used to be, and that's the funny thing. And he.
Hey, we just do what we're told, and if they want us to look pretty, whatever, I don't care. I'm just in it for the fun. I just love playing music.
That's cool. So you're making music and you're going to eventually make some money at it. You don't care what kind of music it is, pretty much?
Well, no, not so much. I mean, as far as the actual sound of the music goes, that's more my side of things. When it comes to the look and all that and whatever, you know, that's our producer and our manager. We just do as we're told, and good things have been happening, so, you know.
Okay, so if your manager was like, we want you guys to become a boy band and sing pop, like, you would totally not do it.
Hell no, dude.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, hold on.
Cliff,
so
I swear to God,
you
sell out.
You emo fuck sell out. Did you not get hugs when you were a kid? Come on. No, I'm just kidding. But that's cool that you guys are doing your thing and probably going to make some money doing it. Because, granted, like I told her, there are a lot of people that are into that. It's just...
And it does sound good for that genre of music.
Yeah, it's just not all of our tastes. And that's Shazam says because he should cater to Matt's taste. And it's not just me that's not into it. It's just, I don't know, that whole genre that's like, oh, we're all depressed and we're going to cut ourselves and wear eyeliner and make sad sounds. And granted, people wouldn't make that music if there wasn't a fucking calling for it, which is fine. I just was curious if you were always like that or if you did that to cater to that kind of crowd in particular.
Not necessarily. Actually, if you if you listen to the music and get into the vibe of the whole thing, it actually doesn't have that vibe at all. It may have those characteristics when it comes to our, you know, presence and look and whatever, but, you know.
Right, I got...
It's just fun jamming music, you know?
That's cool. I got that vibe from, like, the picture she was showing me. Like, you guys are all, like,
oh, you
hair.
Look kind of like an emo Jonathan Davis. Cliff, I love you, but dude.
Exactly, and that's why I was like, oh, God, another one of these fucking bands.
Oh, and what's great is, like, on the album cover, I could totally see all the tat work I did on your arm, which is kind of cool. I was like, hey, I did that!
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more stuff going on soon, and we're probably going to get on a tour now in the next couple of months.
Nice. So where are you guys?
We're
going
to buy out of some big national tours and whatever, and you know, get out on the road, get our name out there. We're already able to be requested on 10 stations in the state of Florida.
Sweet.
And you know, going for it, man.
I miss hanging out with you back in the
day. Fuck everything else.
Where are you guys going? Like, what kind of, are you all just playing in Florida, or is it going to be like state to state kind of thing, or what?
We're going to be doing our U.S. tour at the end of May.
Are you coming anywhere?
And,
are you going anywhere near Montana?
Absolutely. I don't know what towns we're playing in exactly yet, but our booking agency is going to give us at least one show in every state.
Nice. Well, if you get if you guys come out to Montana, try and hit either like Bozeman or Missoula or Kalispell. There's probably nothing in Kalispell, but
probably not.
Anywhere around there, and we'll come out and check you guys out.
Definitely, that would be awesome, man. You guys rock.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, we'll maybe get one of your tracks off the MySpace, and we'll throw it as the outro for tonight's show, so people can take a listen to it.
Yeah, I miss you, dude.
Yeah, I miss you too.
I miss you too. I cut myself every time I think of you. All right, it was good talking to you, Cliff. Holla back.
Bye.
So, I'm sorry. Like, he sounds like a cool kid, totally.
He's
but,
a
like,
really great guy.
You gotta see the pictures. They're
yeah,
all like,
I gotta see
all that pissed off look, like, hair's all greased down. They're
make
like,
it pissed me off when I saw it. I'm like, Cliff, really? Like, did you really do that? Like,
I saw this one band picture of some emo band. I have no idea what band. I can't even remember I saw it, but it was just a picture of the most depressed, like,
yeah,
I could see the cutting scars on their
yeah,
arms. And they had just mascara on, and it's all, like, running and shit, but
nice.
They're looking all mean and serious,
yeah,
like,
I
they're
wish,
all mad.
Like, we want hugs.
I wish my Christopher
hugs.
Walken's friend called in, I really do.
That guy's pretty
he's
funny.
He's fucking funny. Oh my god.
All right, what the
guy.
Fuck are we doing?
You're
what
doing your first story.
Train wreck.
I
holy
know.
Christ. Okay. This one is called, and this one was sent to us by Burger on the Stumble Upon. If you guys ever want to send us stories like that, just don't send us like 100 of them. Try and keep it to a minimum.
Well, it's only that many because it's through the
right.
week.
I had forgot to go through them the past couple
was
weeks.
Was he the one who sent you the Have You Heard?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
I've heard.
That was so
I had to retweet that thing again just because. Yeah, this one is called Boy Charged in Kalamazoo School Bus Driver Beating. Watch video. I like how the headline is like, dude, you have to
you
see,
gotta
watch
see this.
And
this.
You guys, I will, here, actually, I will link to this right now in the fucking chat, and I will also put it in the show notes, but you guys have to look at this video. It is so
oh
fucking,
my god.
Did you watched it?
It blew my
dude,
mind.
Brutal.
It is fucking crazy.
It is
crazy.
So fucking crazy, and like, I don't know. I'll read this story and we'll talk about it. But just amazing that this fucking happened and that this kid is still fucking alive. Kalamazoo Township. Prosecutors have authorized an assault charge against a 16-year-old Kalamazoo boy. Now, if you watch this video right now, keep in mind this kid is 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And just the rage and the oh, amazing, mind-blowing. If you could
priceless.
Bottle that and put it in an energy drink,
holy oh my
fucking
God.
Christ.
I would get so high.
That's like what I do when I'm filling water jugs at work, and I'm just like touching the jugs as they're filling up with water and just channeling all of my hatred for
right.
everyone I deliver to in it.
And then they drink it.
And then they drink it, and they're like, man, I feel pissed all of a sudden, but my thirst is quenched. It blew my fucking mind. Me and her watched it like twice. I'm like, holy shit,
it was
dude.
Fucked up.
Fucking brutal. Amazing. Yeah. 16-year-old boy, Kalamazoo, accused of repeatedly beating a Kalamazoo public school substitute bus driver Tuesday.
No one likes substitutes.
Hey, I'm not even supposed to be here today, dude. She That's not even her route.
Right, that's not her job.
The one day, they're like, hey, can you come drive today? And she's like, yeah, sure, why not? That's why not. Because you might get your fucking ass beat.
Well, I'm sure it had something to do. I don't think it was anything that was her fault, really.
If you watch the video, she's just, like, telling him to sit down because he's, like, this big.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be racist or anything, but he's this big black kid, 16 years old, just thinks he's a fucking badass thug.
Won't sit the
fuck
down.
And she's like, sit down. I'm driving the bus. If you get hurt, your parents, if you fucking have parents, are going to sue. So sit the fuck down. Who stands up when they're on a bus?
Yeah.
Really, you're supposed to be in your fucking
why
seat.
Why are you? Why do you want to stand
cause
up?
Because I'm a thug, nigga.
That's how we roll.
Fuck.
Shit.
Show me to sit the fuck down. Fuck
I'll
you. I'll
beat your ass.
Your fucking
bitch.
Ass. And she, it's a chick. Like, I could see that if it was a dude bus driver, right? And he's like, sit down. He's like, fuck you. And the bus driver's like, fuck me. No, fuck you. And then he's like, oh, yeah? Well, fucking do it. But it was a chick bus driver,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, so he
and
got older, good,
37-year-old chick bus driver. And he fucked her shit up,
hit her
dude.
So
dude,
many
dude, that
times.
First hit was boom,
oh, man,
solid,
she did
right
not,
to the... Oh.
He got a bunch of hits.
Yeah,
in.
Dude.
Boom,
like, but
right
that
in the
first
kisser.
One was
boom,
right
in the kisser.
Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser. Yeah. Hey, Lois, you want to lose some teeth?
Yeah, a little chin music there, huh? The teen whose name has not been released is charged as a juvenile with assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, Kalamazoo assistant prosecutor said. The boy who was being lodged at the Kalamazoo County Juvenile Home is scheduled to appear April 3rd in the Kalamazoo County Circuit Court Family Division. Meanwhile, the bus driver, a 37-year-old Kalamazoo woman whose name was also not released, was treated at Bronson Methodist Hospital for a broken finger and bruising, cuts and scrapes to her face and head. And there was another news story that just interviewed her, and she had, like, broken eye vessels, like, when your eye gets all red and shit
yeah.
inside from... The, yeah, like, she was... fucked
wow.
up
yeah,
stitches. Just, yeah.
Dude, he got torn. A lot of hits in.
Yeah,
like,
you
yeah,
guys
dude.
Have to watch the video.
Did it say she got hit 18 times in a matter of, like, how, so many seconds?
Yeah,
well,
like,
less than a minute.
Yeah, yeah. less than a
less
minute.
Less than 30 seconds, I think.
Yeah. 37-year-old, right. Police said the incident occurred at about 7:30 a.m. That's really early to be beaten ass
right
like that,
too. On the way to school.
I know.
Like you aren't even pissed off from being at school all day.
I know. You're
up.
Just like standing around. You're probably dealing drugs or something. Not,
right.
again, being racist, but that's inner city shit.
Right.
That happens.
That happens.
She's
a
like,
lot.
Not on my bus. Sit down. He's like, fucking duh. You're done. Tuesday drive near Gull Road as the bus driver was taking students from the Juvenile Home School and Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency's Valley Center School, a facility that educates students who've shown emotional or behavioral problems.
Mm,
now,
really?
Granted, if you know your bus is taking kids that are in a juvenile detention place because they have emotional and behavioral problems, maybe put a little plexiglass around it.
That's what I was just
saying.
Right? Like, cage that fucking seat.
I know,
in there.
Dude. You know these kids are not the most stable people in the first place.
Yeah.
Granted,
and then snap shot collars on all of them when they get on the bus. That way, when they don't sit the fuck down,
you that's just right.
That
you just shocked the holy fucking living shit out
it's
of
like
those
like you're sitting
fucks.
Down now, aren't you? You don't
that's
even
right.
want to
oh,
stand.
You're laying down now. What's
oh,
up, bitch?
We're comfy now.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, fuck. You should have tased that, bro. The student, a teen at the Valley Center, began verbally threatening the driver from the back of the bus, and she pulled over. The teen, who police said was apparently upset with how the driver was performing her duties, went to the front of the bus after it stopped and then attacked the driver, punching her in the face and head as she tried to radio for help. Police said other students on the bus twice pulled the teen off the driver, and you can see all this on the video, before he stopped the attack. After the incident, the teen got off the bus, but officers later located him at his home. Of course, because he's
well,
dumb.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
going to
go right
hey,
home.
I'm just going to go chill at the crib.
Right,
I mean,
where they can know to find me there.
Right, you know, hey, if the cops are looking for me, I'll be at the crib.
Right.
I mean, I'll be at my mom's crib, but right. it's my crib.
Just tell him, oh, wait,
right.
don't.
Because, you know what, if my mom says anything, I'll beat her ass too, because I don't give a fuck.
No, he probably doesn't even have any fucking parents.
Probably not.
He's probably going to the homeless
shelter.
He was
hatched, I'm sure.
Right.
And you know what? I guarantee this kid's been in, like, they're in this place because they've had problems before with
right.
the law.
So he's probably, it's been like this forever.
So
for
if you enact the boom, you're dead law, fucking the first time he did some shit like that, that's all. Problem fucking
well,
solved.
Yeah, regardless of what he did before, for what he did then, oh, man. He should, yeah. That's yeah. someone that should just be killed, seriously. I know you're only 16, but you just don't.
He's got it in his brain, and he's not going to stop doing it. He's going to a correctional facility fucking school, and he's still not doing it. He's beating up the goddamn bus driver.
Yeah.
Then fuck him.
Because
fuck him.
She's not performing her duties, right? What is her duty? To drive the fucking bus? She can't drive the fucking bus if you don't sit the fuck down.
And she can't definitely drive it if you're punching her in the goddamn face.
Right.
No shit.
I mean, ask Rihanna, right? Ask
right.
You can't drive while you're getting punched
in
the face.
No, you cannot.
It does not happen. You gotta pull that shit over. The public school issued a statement that the bus driver involved was a veteran driver and one chosen specifically to take substitute routes because of her ability and training. The driver was conducting her duties in accordance with all rules and requirements when this happened.
And this is why they have security cameras on buses.
Exactly. And then there's, here, I pulled up the story because it kind of has a backstory about the kid himself. Her broken right hand, stitches and bruises, served as reminders of the beating she took 2 days earlier. The 37-year-old Kalamazoo woman was hit 18 times in about 25 seconds.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like less or almost one hit per second. Like, just fucking her shit up.
That's crazy.
Quote, there's a lot of things that the boy did that I don't remember, said the woman, who declined to be named for this report. Quote, I just want to all go away. Everything. The news.
I wonder if she watched this video.
The video shows the driver repeatedly telling the 16-year-old boy to sit down as he makes his way to the front of the bus and stands between her and the front exit. She reaches for a radio and tells the dispatcher she needs help from police, but then the teen unleashes a flurry of punches that catch her in the face and head before two other students intervene. Let's see. I just want to kind of read the part where it tells about the kid here. It just, she's got sunglasses on because she's all fucked up. All she keeps saying is that I just want to go away. I want to be over with. It's so overwhelming. It sounds like the news kind of kept hounding her. The cops kept hounding her.
Right, just leave me the fuck alone.
The school system hounded her. Because, you know, when that shit happens,
they
want to
know what happened.
Exactly. And she's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah,
like,
I just
want to
go the fuck home.
I just want this to all go away.
I just want to forget
it
happened.
One of her quotes was, I'm just numb. Like, that's, it's kind of a surreal thing when something.
Did that actually happen?
I'm just thinking, like, from a 16-year-old.
Right.
So much anger and that intense. That quickly. Like,
just
you would
like
be,
that. For
be
no
like,
reason.
No
Did that
reason. Just happen.
Yeah.
Did that seriously just happen?
Just punched her for no fucking reason.
She said that viewing footage of the beating for the first time, so to answer your question, I guess she did watch the video, caused her to shake and her heart to race, so her husband took her to Bronson Methodist Hospital where she was given medicine to calm down. quote, I'm just numb about the whole situation. She said, I don't hate this boy, ... Maybe he does have problems and maybe he does need help. The only kind of help...
why he's fucking there?
Right. The only kind of help a 45 slug to the back of the fucking head could maybe offer. Just saying.
That would fix the problem.
That fucking would. Her husband and other relatives say they're angry over what happened and even more upset that the couple's young daughter and other children had to see the after effects on their mother. Could you imagine, dude, your mom comes home...
like
from
that.
Looking like that.
What happened? Find the kid.
I
know?
Would kill that motherfucker. Like, no questions asked. That kid would not be waking up. And all his fucking little homies, his whole fucking little faggot gang that he belongs to, all dead. Punisher style. Dead. Max
Payne.
No,
if we could just fucking shoot anybody that ever fucked up.
Bullet
like,
time.
Like, anyone.
Style.
Just
dead.
Shoot him. Like, that would solve every. That would seriously solve every single problem we have.
So, they're charging the boy as a juvenile, which is bullshit. 16,
yeah.
two more
yeah.
years, he's 18. He's done it before, I guarantee. He more than knew what he was
he
doing.
He definitely knows, yeah.
Assistant prosecutor Karen Hayter said, don't be a hater. It is the first time he has been charged with a felony. He was charged as a juvenile with misdemeanor assault and battery 5 times between April 05 and March 06.
Wow.
So he's done this 5 times before. Not even just, I did it once before, but the bitch was asking for it. 5 times, dude. That
he just doesn't give a fuck.
Check this out. 4 of the prior incidents involved assaults on women.
Four of the five.
4 of them were on women that he just beat the shit out of.
Shoot him.
Dead.
Fucking shoot
Fucking him. Dead. What do we need you for?
Nothing. You're 16. Dead. You're already a fucking waste.
You're
to this
16
planet.
And you're already doing this shit. 5 times already?
6
he
now?
He was doing this back in 05. It's what? 09 now?
Yeah.
So he's been doing this since he was like 12? Are you fucking kidding me? Dead. After the first time. Dead. Oh. That's it.
Makes
End
you wonder
story.
What their parents were like.
4 of the prior incidents involve assaults on women, but it's unclear from those court records whether any of those resulted in him serving time in the juvenile home. Of course not. In at least one prior case, he was ordered to receive mental health treatment. Because you're fucking nuts! You're a 12-year-old beating the shit out of females? Really?
Yeah, I got his, a mental health daddy. Treatment plan for him. It's a bullet in the fucking head.
In the fucking head.
His daddy's probably beat the shit out of his mom.
Then them too. Dead. The whole family line. Like we said, if that shit happens, the whole line, done. That's it. No more people. We don't need him.
A bullet in the brain, that's the best medicine, I have to say.
Absolutely. The bus driver said she has had previous interactions with this teen. Last year when she was substituting on the same route, he yelled obscenities at her and at one point lowered every window on the bus, allowing in the cold winter air. What a dick.
Wow.
Like, really? You're a fucking piece of shit, dude. See the difference between black people and the other kind?
Uh-huh.
That's what
That's
I'm talking about.
That's where it is,
that
right
is
there.
That is it right there. Perfect textbook example. If you could turn your textbooks to Matthew chapter 170, verse stupid black people that beat women and
right.
bus drivers because...
For no reason?
For no reason! Sit down! What? Fucking so worthless, dude. That is so sad. For Tuesday's incident, the boy will be held in Kalamazoo County Juvenile Home until an April 3rd pretrial hearing in family court, Hader said. And yeah, they're just gonna talk and the home conditions and all of this bullshit. The teen's father reached at home Thursday, declined to comment. So he does have a father, but of course, he has no comment. Meanwhile, the bus driver said she is grateful to the 2 students who stepped in to stop the assault and that, depending on doctor's orders, she hopes to be back on the job soon. Quote, I love my job and I want to go back, she said. I love driving the bus. I love the kids. Except for that one. Because he's a piece of shit.
Fuck that one.
Fucking die. I hope someone does fuck his shit up. Because
oh,
that
sure
is so fucked up. Dude.
I bet that kid will get what
that
he
is,
deserves.
Out of, like, all of the unacceptable behavior, like, that's fucked up. Dude.
Yeah, that all is right. So far.
And that was it for that story. So, what do you got for us, episode 170?
Oh, I think this might be our last story here.
Okay.
We're at 2 hours. And
okay.
then maybe
Lay
we'll have
me.
Time for one voicemail.
We'll play that voicemail right. and we'll get the fuck out.
This one is called Bond for a Mirror. Oh, excuse my face.
What?
This is from our most fucked up state.
Florida.
Florida.
Fantastic.
Okay, this one is called Bond for a Miramar Mother Increased in Daughter's Abortion Case.
You mean retarded Florida.
I was just going to do that. Retarded Florida.
I love that fucking sound clip, dude. That's all lunchboxes.
Tanya Chanel Rainey apparently had no qualms about ending her daughter's pregnancy. After forcing the 16-year-old girl to take pills obtained from a receptionist at a Miami-area clinic, the 38-year-old Miramar woman went out to a cafe for the night.
Mm-hmm.
When she came home around 3 the next morning, her daughter aborted the fetus into a toilet.
Pardon?
Yeah, another cunt turd.
Another twat turd.
Another twat turd.
Another one
toilet.
That's dust. Fuck it, eh?
Now you just gotta upper deck it.
That's good, though, because you know what? If she would have had it, it would have ended up riding buses and beating on substitute bus drivers.
Because she's the same age as that fucking kid was.
Exactly.
God.
Mandatory law. She knew. She's like, holy shit, I listened to that Jam Hole episode
mandatory
where they
abortion.
Said, if you get pregnant and you're under fucking 25, you have to kill it.
And you don't have a job and you don't have
exactly.
all that.
And you can't fucking support your kid.
Right.
I know the fucking rules.
Yeah.
She took it.
She knows.
Fantastic.
They'll probably say something about, oh, here's a quote right here. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I listened to the Jam Hole and it's...
How did you know? That's exactly
I saw
like.
That story.
Oh.
I figured I'd let you read it,
right.
though. Because, you know, you get all the abortion stories.
Yeah. not all of them, but they are good. Okay, so Rainey then placed the fetus in a bag and set it out with her garbage for a curbside pickup.
Well, that is where the trash goes.
That is where you throw the trash
Wait,
out.
I would have actually put it in the recycling bin, not right. the trash, because we're a green family.
Well, the biohazard bin, because it is a hazardous...
Why don't you just feed it to a dog?
Well, or no, that? I mean, those are viable stem cells. True. I would have at least taken them down to the clinic and,
good.
You know...
No, I'm good.
...fed some... Cripple retarders. I don't know.
Something.
What do you do with stem cells? You eat them? Crack it open?
Crack it open?
Suck out the...
Suck them out. That's at South Park.
That's so awesome.
So how do you get them, these stem cells? Well, it's very simple. All you do is just take the fetus, you just crack her open, just like that. I love the fucking so sound.
Ow. Oh. Like we that. Need a Foley stage.
Wow.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, but on Friday, Rainey...
Could you visualize actually doing that? Like, little fetus, all squishy.
Could you...
Maybe kind of warm.
Well,
maybe
slightly.
Moving still. Maybe not. I don't know.
Got sandwich.
You'd have to use your knee, right? Like...
I don't know.
Can you just...
Well... They're pretty small, I mean, and they're frail. You could just crack it open with your hands. They're babies.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're weak. They're frail.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think?
Please, lay it on me.
What do you think that would taste like?
Heaven? Heaven or ultimate sadness,
God.
Depending on
yes,
the circumstances.
Ultimate sadness.
Depending on the mother's placenta and
True.
Womb that it was raised in.
That is good.
How was the mother raped when the
right.
fetus was conceived?
Was she doing drugs? Like,
exactly. You might get a little buzz. I don't know.
Fucking better,
What
I
do
guess.
You think, Danny? What do you think it tastes like?
Probably like...
Heaven?
Fetus. I don't know. There's no way I could think of it. Alright, you know what? Okay, have you ever been in a room when a woman is giving childbirth?
No.
No.
The smell of the afterbirth is the most disgusting thing in the world.
I smell it
So
somehow.
I can only imagine that the fetus is going to taste like the afterbirth smells.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so,
you wash it off first. You don't just take it right from the twat to your fucking mouth.
You know what
dirty.
The afterbirth is? It's the fucking thing that the fetus is sitting in.
Right.
So it's
soaked like
in
marinating.
That funk.
It's like that your steak
it's
has been marinating in
yes.
afterbirth, basically.
So it's soaked in the funk, so
okay.
you're going to bite into the thing and you're going to get the funk on your
we
face.
We want funk.
Yeah, it's disgusting. We don't want any of that.
Oh,
wait,
so, you want funk? Sorry.
So baby fetus tastes like a steak that's been marinated in afterbirth. Okay.
Right.
We figured it out.
If you're a dirty bitch and you don't wash it first.
Well, it's been
it
marinating in that shit, so it's like...
So throw some fucking A1 on it! Duh!
I guess.
Oh my
I'm
god!
You just yeah.
I'd take a turkey baster and fill that with A1 and fucking shove
fucking
it in
shove
there.
It into
fucking
ass
colonoscopy style. And fucking
just
right?
inject A1,
and then I'd let it sit for another 2 days, maybe in a smoker. Huh? We could use smoker. If it's
no.
No.
I'll cut that out.
Oh,
of the
you know what would
version.
Be fucking
Please.
Awesome? If you could somehow like genetically
Thanks.
Clone cows and before and. Like, inject?
My KM has this
I'm
website.
Sorry, I... Quit telling people that you
oh
work
God.
With to listen to this fucking show.
Are you telling everyone at work to
I mean,
to this?
We want listeners. And
I have
definitely...
totally stopped talking about work on this show. Have you not noticed? And, except for, like, you know, little squalls here and there. But I don't talk too much about it, and I don't get too much into detail about it. But you just fucking throw the name out there.
Right.
Like, it's no big deal.
Hey, there's like 5 of them here. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay, I need to get
Do you write
this.
The time down for that? I don't want to have to sift through 2 hours of shit.
Wait,
to...
what?
Never mind. What? Oh, doesn't okay. matter now.
Well,
it's over. Who cares? Thanks for bringing attention to it. You could
Let's
just
actually
let
put
it go.
A bleep in.
Beep,
Can
beep.
We put a bleep in?
No.
Yeah, Matt will just record himself going beep.
Yeah.
Is this before. Over yet?
But on Friday, Rainey, clad in an inmate's uniform, cried and held her face in her hands as Judge John Hurley called her actions tantamount to murder.
Bullshit.
I call
bullshit.
I call that doing the right thing.
I call shenanigans. I would have been like, hey, judge, you want me to raise this thing? Because I can't.
Well, you're going to see what she needs to do is just break it down for the judge and let him know what's up. It's like, listen to episode 170 of the Jam Hole.
170.
And you'll get the whole rundown on why this was mandatory. I do this.
But seriously, you could go to the judge and be like, look, judge, if I had this child, I would not complete school. I would drop out for one.
I would not be
able to raise diploma.
It. Right.
I would not have a job for two. I would be sucking
off money
from the state out of your pocket as well as everybody else's here.
And then she'd have to go to prostitution to make money.
Also, I would start doing drugs because my life fucking sucks.
And
now,
I can't stand the stupid kid that
I
have.
Know. Or I did the right responsible thing, the adult thing, if you will.
That my mom informed me I should do.
That's a sign of maturity.
See, my mom is just the best mom ever. Like,
that's
how many moms would be like, you need an abortion?
I know. That's all, dude.
They'd be like, oh, no, it's a gift from God. You gotta keep it. We'll take care of it together.
Because
we need another kid.
He works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it's so mysterious how 16-year-old girls have sex and don't use protection and have kids. That's so mysterious. Curious how God does that.
Oh, it's so...
Okay.
See the intro
Seriously.
Of tonight's show
right.
and you'll know. Right.
I think a child's life was terminated, he said, as he raised Rainey's bond from $14,000 to $185,000.
Fantastic.
And I'm just gonna call it
good. And honestly, if you're gonna do that to her, you might as well just fucking kill her too. Because by the time she gets out of there, her life's fucking over. Try and get a job now. Oh, what? You were in jail for what?
Yeah.
Murder?
Oh.
Sorry, we're not hiring anymore. Like, your life's done.
You're done.
Especially in this economy. Not fucking happening. You're done.
Because even if you do have a good resume, you're lucky to get a job.
Exactly.
Now.
Because people are being very picky nowadays.
Very.
And they can be. Because everyone needs a fucking job.
So they can
Except
just...
Except for us. We're cool.
Right? Luckily. Jesus.
All right. So is that for that story?
That is it.
All right. Well, let's play a voicemail and we'll get the fuck out of here. As always, if you guys want to leave us a message, 406-204-4687... Or you can Skype the Jam Hole when the show is not live, and feel free to leave us awesome messages and whatnot. First message. Go.
Hey, guys. It's Chickadee. A couple things. First, to get to school, it seems like I'm going to have to drive through a predominantly black neighborhood. Uh-oh. And every time I drive through there, it scares the shit out of me because I am a pale white girl driving through a predominantly black neighborhood. It's not fun. Not to mention they're pretty aggressive drivers, and I hate driving. And another thing is that I'm a fucktard, and I shouldn't be driving because I kind of get lost whenever I go into downtown Columbus around the school. And I kind of went in a place that said, do not enter, you know, wrong way and shit. And, yeah. I'm a tard.
Yeah.
Fuck my life. Bye.
Man, if Matt wasn't giving you head, I would have heard what she said, but I was totally distracted.
Oh, she said something about school and driving through a predominantly black neighborhood, and she sucks at driving.
Right.
She's got big titties.
Yeah.
And fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Right. And, I was just noticing a comment here at the story of the kid that hit the bus driver, and this person's like, prosecute the parents, and please, if they have other children, please remove them now before they hurt someone, too.
Please.
Fucking A. Another one says, let me have this piece of crap for 10 minutes. He needs to be counseled, and counseled well.
Yes.
Piece of crap. And another one, a 16-year-old with a history of 5 previous misdemeanor assault charges as an 11- and 12-year-old? I'd say he's graduated to the big time. The juvenile reform system obviously hasn't worked for this one. The lockup is next. On the other hand, the 2 kids who pulled the thug off the bus driver showed they're worth saving. They deserve encouragement and continued support.
Although, there really wasn't that many, like,
and there's all these comments that are like this. He has a history of hitting women. He has a history of causing problems on this bus, but he thinks he's in charge of things since the bus driver made the big mistake of stopping somewhere he thought she shouldn't. It goes on and on. It's fucking amazing. An outrage.
Wow.
still reprehensible for this to happen. The kid has multiple assaults. Yeah, like what we said, just fucking kill him. This is why I'm in favor of the death penalty. I'd light this little coward up like a Christmas tree. The mother nice. Should get off her ass and take care of her duties as a mother. Lock him up, the kid. Yeah, dude, all the same fucking shit. Just kill him. He is worthless. So, we good?
I think we're good. Here? It's good.
I apologize if you guys were listening to a live show and there were all the pauses. We're good?
Had some issues.
Don't lick your girlfriend's nose if she has her septum pierced. They do not like that.
Yeah.
Would you like that even if you didn't?
No, dude.
No, don't lick my...
Get your tongue out of my nose, dude.
Fucking hate it. I just don't like being touched in the face. You've never been hit in the face, have you?
No.
All right, then shut up.
A pretty face.
I'll fucking wreck it. You want me to?
I'll kill you. I'll put my foot so far up that ass you won't need a colonoscopy Monday.
You would think so.
All right, so let's try and keep her in our prayers.
How about you just fucking donate cash, because I need money.
Yeah.
Cash money, thejamhole.com/donate. If you guys ever want to talk to us, email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking site. You can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Leave us a voicemail, thejamhole.com/forums. Come join our fucking community. Please shut the fuck up. Thejamhole.com/vote. I fucking hate you all. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Goodbye.
Later.
Goodbye.
Eat my car.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.